Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I'll read these things. So, guys, phone lines are officially open. You guys can hear it on your own. 515-605-9740 if you want to call into the show. So I'll read these chats real quick, and then I think we might have missed one from the last show as well.
Yep. Online,
so let's see here. We got thank you guys so much for the support, man.
For real, man.
We got
Ricky Webster.
Okay. $5. I love my friends and family. French toast, props, dude. Thank you so much. $50 from I am the Warner. Peace and blessings, my brothers. It's the Warner. I was the one that broke the camera with my energy on the first call. LOL. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you for the shout out. Now more brothers will know the truth about the almighty, most merciful creator. I am the Warner. Yeah, check him out on YouTube, guys. Euro Latana?
Latana?
Greetings from the Netherlands. Question. I often hear that I am stoic because I am a Taurus. Do any of the ladies have experience with that? Go ahead.
Not what?
He's stoic, meaning he's very rock hard solid on his point of views in life.
Because he's a Taurus. What's
no,
your
yeah,
on that?
That's true. Taurus men are very, like, y'all grounded as fuck. Like, you know, nothing really could change your mind. Y'all stubborn as shit, too, Chris. I don't know, but it's just characteristics, you know?
What about you?
I would agree. And very, I would say, I don't know, the ones I've met, emotional.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. I don't know. But I'm also not all into that. Like,
we're passionate,
ask,
not emotional.
I won't really ask, like, what's your sign? I don't really care too much on that.
Fact.
I'm too loud.
What was your
play gay sound effect?
Literally, that's Chris.
Oh, go ahead.
All right. What about you?
I don't know shit about signs.
Yeah, I just think it's cringy. I'm sorry. Like,
to the mic.
Yeah, honestly, if you got to bring up signs,
it's,
man,
it's a little cringy.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I fuck with astrology. I don't know. I just feel like it's just little characteristics of
okay,
knowing
your opinion,
personality.
What is the best sign for a guy to be for you to like? So, you know what?
Well, I'm a Gemini. So, it's the, like, I'm a free spirit, open minded person, and yet I get bored quick.
And
so,
crazy.
Hmm.
I'm talking.
What?
Gemini gang.
Yeah, are you guys all bipolar?
We are. I have mood swings. I do.
Well, nice and shit.
No.
Mood swings, get it?
I be chefing niggas, you know what I'm saying? Nah, I don't. But it's just, I'm emotional one day, and then the next day I'm like emotionally not available. Like, it's the weirdest thing. I don't know, but it's a self-battle. I don't know.
Like, you need your time.
Yeah, I do. Like, I'm gonna like you. I want you in my space. But then I need my space. But then I want you in my space. And then I don't need you in my space. It's the weirdest
that
shit.
That just sounds like a woman.
Yeah, that is true.
You're just a woman.
I mean, I do. I got a pussy. You know? I gave life. So I affirm that I am a woman.
So if a guy had the perfect sign and told you the perfect sign, would that help you? Help him? Help
I mean,
him
I don't think there's actual no perfect sign, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I my chemistry really goes along with, like,
the person itself.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right, Chris.
What about you,
Fresh?
Are you into that stuff?
Hell no.
What are you? What's your birthday again?
Apparently, I'm a nigga, and I'm black. So, that's the word. But I'm supposed to be Libra. I don't know. Libra.
Oh, that's why. Okay, I
Libra
get it.
Libra gang stand up. I don't know.
I get it.
Means, but...
All right, let me get Fresh. Here we go. Sorry, Hero. Camera got fucked up with Hero.
All right.
Right here.
We got He Don't Love You 5. Question for Fresh and Fit. Hypothetically speaking, how would you go about finding a potential renter to live in one of your properties? Which direction will you go? Honestly speaking, I use Facebook as a means to find renters as well, or word of mouth. But, yeah, you can use either or for online methods like Facebook or word of mouth. But just depends on what you want to do. I use Facebook. I put a listing on Facebook Marketplace, and I check their background, their credit. It's pretty much pretty good to go from there. We got Robert Moreno. $5 says, I'm in Miami, baby. Brickell Center.
Hey,
there you go.
Turn up.
Cool. We got also as well Alberto Milan, $10. He's 1136 on the line. Cool. We got Chemical X, $2. Fresh and Fit. Thank you, brother. Thunderstorm 87, $10 says, ladies, how long do you wait until you feel comfortable not wearing any makeup in front of a guy you just started dating? And really, like, 3 months, 1 year, or never? Great question.
First day.
What about you?
I'll say first day, like, literally.
Well,
I don't care.
Bare face right now.
What about you, Nina?
Honestly, I only wear makeup to come on the show because you guys are mean, so.
Oh, wow. Wait, so when you're home, you don't wear makeup?
No.
Weird dude?
I don't have one anymore.
Well, I'm sorry, back in the day.
No. If you have to wear makeup around your dude, then I don't know.
How long did it take for you to, like, start wearing makeup with him?
Well, I don't really wear makeup to begin with.
So. Okay. So never?
Yeah.
What about you?
I mean, I don't care about makeup. He's gonna see me regardless, like, without makeup. It's not like I must have makeup on. Like, oh, my God, I need to put some makeup on because he's going to think I'm ugly. No, I'm confident with or without makeup. If you don't like me without makeup, then...
You don't like me.
Period. Bye.
Okay.
I mean, I only wear makeup to go outside. Like, mm-hmm. you know, because it's like, all right, let me enhance my features. But when I'm home, I'm home.
You don't care.
I don't care for it.
All right.
Sorry about that, guys. As you know, Hero's the enemy.
Hero Castle.
The goddamn,
Hero
I had to Hero Castle and had to fix the camera real quick on camera one. He knocked it on the side, and then we put him in the room.
Yeah. Here's been a menace.
Yeah, he let me pick him up, though. He wouldn't let Christina pick him up. But yeah, we he's okay, though. But he is definitely, you guys know now, you see me, why me and him have beef. But Monarchist One.
Like, fuck you, Monarchist.
Yeah, bro, he'd be doing that shit just to do it. Monarchist One, you guys still interviewing Jordan Peterson. Michaela's going to be here. Jordan's going to have a really tight schedule. We'll see what we can work out. Spencer, I'd rather actually look fresh than look like I just left the gym and need a shower. Fair enough. My man Fresh dressed like Uncle Elroy from Friday. Mara Walter and Chris, who has the most game with the ladies inside, outside of Miami? You guys already know Fresh has definitely gotten the most girls out of all of us. So, yeah. Roberto Moreno, even though everyone says, oh, you don't get girls, a cap. Roberto Moreno, hey, FNF, can you have an episode where prospective suitors try their hand at courting Miss Pineapple and Myron and Fresh vet her suitors live?
Well, that's a live e-date.
What does that mean?
Like a live e-date. Where, huh? Like, it's online. We bring a guy in. He's dating you online. We're like, you did this wrong. You did that wrong.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I'm with it.
God.
I told you I was with it.
Okay.
All right, we can do that in the future.
Can he be cute?
Well, we don't know.
We don't know. It's going to be
Russian roulette.
Russian roulette, baby.
Okay.
Dating roulette. Sibo, N-Cube, Digimon greater than Pokemon?
No, it's not.
Bro. Yeah, I'm going to have to
get out of here,
nope.
Bro.
Yeah,
Digimon is like, how do you say, a knockoff of Pokemon? Not even. Knockoff is
Digimon
fuck.
Is just...
Who even watched the anime anyway? I watched it,
but it was nowhere
it
near...
Was, yeah.
Bro, I watched it by accident. I was like, yo, this is trash.
No, yeah.
I mean, get out of here, bro. It was pretty good. Season one was pretty nice, but after that, it stopped fucking.
Okay, $5. AZN, Puerto Rican Sasha Banks is in the building. It's lit, okay?
Sin.
Gabriel Serku, thanks for what you guys do. Haters make winners grind harder. All men should have purpose, not being a woman's puppet. Facts.
Thanks.
Okay, got your number. Alan Eek, Supreme Living, $5. Thank you so much. Number one podcast in the world from Michael. Thank you so
Michael.
Much. Legit Velocity, number one podcast in the world, but I need some advice from the homie 7090. Got you. Fresh's feet. I choose you, Fresh. Use catchphrase Fresh's uses with that being said. It's super effective. Ah, that's funny. agree with the last caller. I'm in large Midwestern city, and the girls here aren't angels, but they're nothing like the ratchets down here in Miami. Getting some isn't some expensive, impossible feat. Yeah, it is what it is. Homer Simpson, okay. Always nice to the adorable Nina with her super cute smile and laugh. She's looking pretty in pink. Sorry to hear she hurt her tongue, but I hope she can still blow a couple kisses into the mic.
Oh.
She's blushing.
Oh. Okay.
She's blushing.
For Homer Simping.
Omar, much love for FNF. Good evening, ladies. Last night is pronounced Al-Muf Al-Hilo. Sorry, bro. Mine, should working out be strictly in the morning or when you, whenever you get it in? Get it whenever you can, bro. And then Peanut Patootie. The first ever animal, Frank Castle, hashtag Team Hero. Yes.
Don't call PETA.
Me and Hero will be beefing, guys. Me and him have a long history together, and we
Speaking
hate each other.
Hero.
Oh, here he is. Oh, hi, Frank Castle, guys. The freaking op. This is Elmo, because I'm about to bite holes in his shoes. Let's see you do squats.
He's about to fuck you up. Oh,
Hero! Hero! Oh, no. Call PETA.
What
Hero!
Happened?
He really
was. Yo, it's
all good. All right. I moved the shoes. Got the shoes out of there.
It's right. Funny.
I caught him in the act.
When he gets mad, he does do that, though. He's very spiteful.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah, bro, you ain't enjoying these shoes. You fucked up. You showed your hand there. All right, let's hit the phone lines, Chris.
Yeah, fine.
And again, the number, guys, is 515-605-9740. Welcome to Fresh Fit, the number one men's podcast in the world.
In the world.
The most hated.
All right, let's go with 8494.
What's my caller? Welcome.
Let me set up the call chat.
Caller, are you there?
8494, guys, be ready.
Going once, going twice. Sold.
She gone.
To whoever's in the second spot.
All right, let's go with 9577.
Hey, y'all. Can you hear me?
Yes, guys. Go ahead.
Yes, all right. Thank you for taking my call real quick. I want to tell y'all thank you for the consistent and high quality content. I'm just going to run through these two questions real quick. My man Fresh, please hold me down because this is a stutter gang. So, Myron, if you interrupt me, I'm going to start stuttering. I'm going to be a whole mess. So I'm going to try my best. It's going to take 120 seconds. All right. So first question is red pill to the core. If you are truly a red pill to the core, how can you get married? Are you truly red pill? And if so, are you only a percentage red pill? Second question is, by sleeping with many women and not marrying them, do you decrease the overall quality of the population? Are you contributing to the thought pandemic, drug dealer logic? If I don't do it, someone else will. I'm going to get mine. For example, Myron is a high-value man, for example, who only sleeps with virgins. When he is done with them, that's one less virgin.
Okay.
Are you doing harm to the overall economy? And just bonus part is there righteousness in the red pill? I believe so. We must dominate over Eve and the evil one. Thanks, y'all.
All right, you want to answer that one, and then we'll move on to the next caller?
Yeah, man. So
first, going to take this one.
I get what you're trying to say, and RP definitely does save lives and is helping people. However, you got to understand, bro, it's an ideology where you can take it and kind of like, how to put this, create your own destiny. So, for example, right?
Right.
Your question is, if you are RP aware, can you really be married? Honestly speaking, there's a lot of creators that are married or have a one girlfriend or one wife, and that's the choice. They're where the consequences of being married. They know the full dating extent of, you know, relationships, being with women, all the dangers. So they made a choice to get married, and they're considered purple pill at that point.
Yeah.
So I mean, is it wrong? Honestly, I can't say that. But they actively made a choice to do that act, and they know the consequences. So in my opinion, bro, like, I mean, is it fully RP? Maybe not, but it's still their choice to make, so it's on them. Secondly, regarding regarding can a guy, look, if a guy has multiple girls, is he like diluting the population, you said? Is that the question?
Yeah, exactly. Like for example, let's say Myron, for example, no disrespect.
No,
he gets it.
Go ahead. So in this case, bro, like,
okay.
I'm going to say this, right? We can't change the world completely to be better. We can only change ourselves, but I actually want to learn. So, yes, you could say the adage of saying, you know what, someone's going to do it anyway is a thing because, let's be honest here, right? Most people are not going to be RP aware, and most population is going to be blue pill. So, us doing what we do, yes, it may play a part, you know, that whole pandemic of being stuttery, whatever. But at the same time, is it going to break the world? No. So, my thing is, like, you got a choice to make. If you're RP aware, you know how you want to live. You know what you're about. You know the boundaries. You know the consequences of your actions, and you know how dating women is. You have a choice to make. No one should be able to tell you.
Okay, that's
married.
So in your opinion, what's the best way that I can protect my money, be red pill, healthily red pill conscious, but at the same time, you know, follow my religion and be righteous? Because I believe there is a happy medium. Or what do you think, guys?
Get married without the state involved. Yeah. That's the simplest way to do it. Get married in a situation where the woman isn't going to be incentivized, where she can divorce you and take all your money. That's really what it comes down to. The reason why divorces are so high, et cetera, is because in the Western world in general, you know, women are incentivized to divorce you because they get a big payout, et cetera. There's a lot of positives to divorcing you. So you got to marry somewhere where they don't necessarily – where if you can, it punishes them and or doesn't benefit them immensely to divorce you. And then as far as like number two, as far as like, you know, a girl, you know, oh, are you contributing to degeneracy by having – sex with a lot of girls? Yes, you are.
Yes,
I ain't gonna,
yes,
you are. But here's the thing. Let's be honest here. In today's day and age, if you're a guy and you're a virgin, you get married, more than likely your bride is not going to be a virgin, and then you're going to be playing, trying to catch up, and they never want to do that because anytime a girl has more sexual experience than you, you have a disadvantage because what's going to happen is she's going to use that sexual knowledge to leverage it against you, and you're not going to know any better, and you're going to make a lot of stupid-ass mistakes. And when you make stupid-ass mistakes, that's when you get finessed. So I say – to counterbalance, because here's the thing. We could say in an ideal world, you should both marry and be virgins. Fantastic. And that's kind of what Akash was talking about on the podcast. I met my girl. She was my only girl. We married each other, et cetera. Fantastic. That's an ideal world. But unfortunately, in the West, that's not how things operate. Women nowadays have more sex than men do. You take a 21-year-old girl versus a 21-year-old guy. The average 21-year-old girl is going to have way more encounters with the opposite gender than the 21-year-old guy. So the only way you're going to really balance these things is you're going to need to be experienced as well. And unfortunately, the only way that you're going to get experience is you're going to have to go out there, date girls, sleep with girls, figure out what you like, what you don't like, because the days of marrying a virgin are fucking done if you plan to get married in the West. If not,
Martin,
you can at least
Martin,
else that might be more traditional.
So,
let me finish. Let me finish. So it's up to you how you want to move. But if you want to marry in the West, you have no choice but to get the experience from dealing with a lot of girls. It's just an uncomfortable reality because you got to fight fire with fire. I always say it. If you're a guy and you're a virgin, you're going to go in and date a chick long term, a regular Western chick, bro, you're going into a gunfight with a fucking knife because you don't know what's going on. She's going to run laps around you. Cool?
Yeah. I get it. But I'm talking not the perspective of a low-value man and the perspective of a high-value man. For example,
and you absolutely have to take our advice even more serious. You have more to lose.
No, but just one last part. Ten guys, 10 girls. Fresh slept with all 10 girls. Myron can sleep with any girl he wants, but he just married one. Myself, I'm nobody else in the room can marry a virgin because Fresh been through all of them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah, that's why I told you.
Okay.
You have two choices. You have two choices, man. It's very simple, bro. You're overcomplicating this ridiculously. It's very simple.
Okay.
If you're planning to have a serious relationship in the West, you're going to have to get the experience, okay? If you don't want to get the experience, then you're going to have to go somewhere where women are more traditional. You're going to have to leave the West. So it's very simple. It's either you can acclimate to the current market you're in and deal with a lot of women and then just understand what you like, what you don't like, and know how to vet a woman for a relationship. Or B, you can go somewhere where they almost come preassembled, you know, no offense, but they come where they're a little bit more traditional,
Colombia.
Where it's frowned upon for them to have a certain past.
Colombia.
You know, like the Middle East would be an example of that. You know what I'm saying? So it's really up to you what you want to do. But depending on your geographic area and how the women are, you have to acclimate to the situation that you're in.
Yeah.
Bro, this is
okay.
You're overthinking it, bro.
Yeah.
You're overthinking it
too
much.
You're putting yourself inside a box. Man, bro, all we're saying is be RP aware and move accordingly and adapt to your life because, look, your life will be different from me and Myron, but, like, yo, the principles are pretty much the same. Just adapt to your life, pretty much. Whatever you want, make it work within those principles.
You're right now, bro, you're suffering from paralysis from analysis. You're like, oh, shit, what do I do? And it's like, it's very simple, man. If you're going to stay in the West and try to find a girl out here, you're going to have to be a little bit more diligent in your pursuit, and you're going to have to get the requisite experience to be able to vet a woman correctly, and that's going to take dating and having a lot of them.
No,
if you go to the Middle East, if you're going to go somewhere, let me
try the area.
Let me finish, bro.
Sorry.
If you're going to do, if you want to deal with a girl in the West, that's what you're going to have to do. If you want to go ahead and find a woman that's more traditional, that's you're going to find a virgin bride, that's going to be tougher. You're going to have to leave, bro. The West.
Listen, Myron, I'm 2 years older than you. I'm kind of set in my ways, to be honest. I live in a tri-state area. I do well. I already decided that I'm not getting married. I'm not having kids. Woo. However, there is a little slight guilt at night because every girl I knock off, you know, I'm sorry, man. That's someone's wife. That's going to be someone's wife. So that's the only guilt I have in my life. I know I'm not getting married. I'm not having kids.
Would that be a monk, bro? All right, that's it.
Live
holy, live holy.
Next,
all right, brother.
All right, verse. You've been waiting since last show.
What do you want us to tell you, bro?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know. Like he called in saying I'm stuck in my ways. So why are you calling in if you're not going to take the advice and listen?
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Like
and,
I don't get it.
And guys, we have girls on the panel. Please ask them questions or prioritize them first.
Yeah.
Because they're out here for you guys. 9092.
The fuck was the blue pill bullshit?
Yeah, I was like, blue pill regular. Where are these pills?
Go ahead. What's up, bro?
Okay, cool. I just want to give a shout out to the Fresh and Fit family and the guests on the panel. I believe this content has really put things into a blueprint for me and kind of hammered it down into science for a lot of things I couldn't really understand in my earlier years. But I do want to make a couple points. And stop me if I'm talking too long, okay?
So yo, we got to keep it quick, man, because we have a lot of people on the line.
Yeah. And also, but, ask the ladies questions.
Yeah, if you have a question for the ladies or if it's like a comment, just try to keep it brief, man.
Well, he was here last show. He's the only one that was, you know, so.
Okay.
Fam, go ahead.
Oh, okay, from the last one?
Yeah.
All right.
Whoever's.
Go ahead.
Okay, okay. I'll keep it short. I just wanted to make a big point on how I see FNF. If you think about it in a sense, I said it's a video game. You guys are kind of giving us a default character and explaining the rules to the video game and also the opponents. And it's also incumbent on the individual person to take information and then personalize it to their environment. Sure. I think where a lot of people get mixed up at is they try to say, oh, well, what about my situation? What? It's not about that. It's about taking the general facts and pushing it towards your personalized experiences. But I did want to point out 2 points. A lot of your detractors say that, you know, their whole narrative is, oh, the only girls bring on your show are bimbos. And girls can answer this too. How do you feel when a whole bunch of their detractors say the hundreds of girls that come on your show are literal bimbos, but they never take into account the career, they never take into account their age, they never take into account the women who come on with a great perspective on the show, who try to understand the different types of perspectives. It's almost as if they're being misogynistic in their own way because they're condemning hundreds of women as these low IQ bimbos.
All right, and, you want to take it away first?
Like how I always say, I always tell y'all to suck my dick because I don't give a fuck what y'all got to say about me because I know who I am. I ain't no stupid bimbo. Straight up.
Okay.
I don't even know what the hell the question was.
It was a
damn, you're proving
she's
a
new.
Point.
No, but she's new to the panel.
Like one of the common critiques we get is that we bring a lot of dumb girls on the show.
Oh, okay.
I feel like y'all just bring any.
Merch? I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's whoever decides to come. I don't know who you guys bring. I never watched this show. It's my first time.
But she doesn't know.
So I don't know. I can't really say my opinion to this.
Okay. Nina, you've been on a few times, so maybe.
I think it just further proves the point that these things should be generalized because that is actually the majority. It's like how Brittany Renner told you, well, your show isn't anything special because if you've seen one, you've seen them all. And that just further proves the point that, yeah, most women
think very similarly.
Exactly.
So, good point, Nina.
Yeah.
Good point. Good job.
I don't care. I don't take it personal. I know it's not for me. I'm not dumb. So I don't care.
So yeah, there you go. You got the women's opinions on it.
All right,
fam. What else? Was there anything else? He had one more thing.
Anything, caller?
I just wanted to say I appreciate the don't bend, don't fold method. I think, you know, regardless of what happens to you guys, people will remember your journey, your struggles and your hardships. And, you know, you're kind of making a legend for yourself. So keep on it, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it greatly. And this woke culture, the things that we say are pretty much considered like criminal at this point. So thanks, man.
All right, caller.
Appreciate it so much. All right, who's up next?
Let's go. 19470.
All right. See if we got a distractor on the line.
Well, we got a super chat. Then I'll take one random, somewhere random stuff that is.
Yeah. Caller?
Yeah. I don't think.
What's up?
Man? I don't think a hater would sign a super chat.
Well, actually, you would be surprised. Sometimes they do. But what's up, man?
I have a question for the ladies. I was wondering, would you be comfortable with, doesn't matter what the relationship to your man is, but would you be comfortable with him having a female best friend?
Star Miss Venezuela?
I don't know. I have no idea. It will depend on how long is the relationship and how he treats her, I think. But I don't know. I don't think
that's
I have a
definitely
problem.
A nope. All right. So she, okay. Only if she's fan ugly and they just met at the bar. Okay, fair enough. What about you, Nina?
Honestly, and no matter what the girl says, she is always going to be irritated with you having another girl in your life. No matter how much she says she accepts it and she's cool with it, but you just got to take a deep breath and tolerate it. There's nothing you can do about it, so.
So you would allow it?
There's nothing I can do about it, so yeah. Okay. What can I do? I can't tell you. You can't be friends with her. That's an incentive for you to go ahead and be friends with her.
That's a good point.
Fair enough. Nina, keep it real. What about your thoughts?
Well, I can't be a hypocrite. I'm a female barber, so I'm around a lot of guys, and I also game. So it's mainly with guys, and I build a lot of relationship with guys, like guy friends. It could be, you know, a friendship.
Yeah.
It's hard. So I would say that I wouldn't mind if he has girlfriends, as long as it's obviously like no flirtation or nothing that they did in the past.
Okay.
And also if it's just like brand new and fresh, where it was just like, oh, this is my best friend. It's like, who the fuck is she? Where did this come from? Like,
I mean, okay. It came all right.
So question.
I didn't even.
Your friends that are barbers of gamers, do they ever try to hit on you?
Wait, barbers? No, I was saying separate.
Well.
But like,
either. What are you saying? Do your male friends hit on you at all?
I would say, I'm not going to lie, in the beginning, they try to see what's up.
Of course.
You get me? A guy's obviously going to see, can I smash? How easy, you know? But once they see and get to know my personality and know that that's not it, then it's like, okay, I actually fuck with who you are.
You mean when,
like,
you say no?
When I say no, and then when I just shut you down, and then you genuinely get to know me, oh, she's like a dude, okay, like, you cool people.
So is that a true friend, though? Because he really wanted something else, but he's selling for you because you said no.
I don't know that, honestly, because I feel like a lot of guys,
Can I get to my point?
I feel like a lot of guys, I don't know, I don't really meet dudes that are just like, oh, I just want to be your friend, what's up? Like, barely few, but,
okay,
you know?
That's fair.
They always have the ulterior motive.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like deep down, like, I'm not dumb. If I was just like, hey, what's up? Can you help me? Like, then, oh, yeah, sure, I'll help you, friend.
I would argue that makes them no longer a friend. But
yeah, exactly. It won't.
It rationalize it that way.
It won't make them a friend anymore. Then that's when, obviously, that won't work. If your boyfriend, you know, new relationship pops up and it's like, oh, that's my best friend, but we fucked.
So would you give all your friends for your boyfriend? If you said, you know what, babe, I want you to just be little guy friends?
I mean, if my boyfriend was to tell me that I need to cut him off,
yeah.
I mean, I can't do that. If you met me and you already met them, me and them have been like years plus. I have two guy best friends, and we've been friends for years. I actually am here visiting one of them, and I'm there with his girlfriend. Like, his girlfriend's there. They know me. She trusts me. She doesn't feel any type of way. I helped her out many times. We're all cool.
Okay. I see. Your thoughts on it?
Okay,
a guy having a female friend?
Honestly, like, how can I say this? Every guy wants to smash, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could be the best friend. If you was to drunk text your best friend and be like, hey, I want to fuck, and he tells you, yeah, majority, like, 99% of the time, all niggas is going to text, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's truly not your friend. And as a female, a lot of people don't understand this, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to become a male best friend, like a male's best friend, it's because you want to build relationships with this nigga. You want to build something with this nigga. You want to move forward somewhere in life with him. Why are you being such a good friend for no reason to this guy if you're not looking forward to invest into the future with this nigga? You know what I'm saying? Because when you're with your life partner, that's supposed to be your best friend, not some random bitch. You know what I'm saying? Okay, cool. Yes, there's females that, you know, they're cool. They give their time. They help out. They do the things that they can for a nigga. But at the end of the day, there's always some low-key intentions towards it. So that whole best friend shit, like, my thing is, if you coming into my life, I'm going to be your best friend. And if you're not looking forward towards that, I don't give a fuck what bitch did for you or whatever. No, that don't matter when you're with me. I'm just being honest. So that's my opinion on best friends. I don't believe in best friends because you secretly will fuck her.
Oh, shit. Mm. All right. Oh, shit.
Wow.
Anything else, bro?
I call her. Thank you.
That answers
no,
your question.
Thanks, man.
All right, man.
Yeah,
thanks for calling in the show. All right.
No,
who's up next?
We got 1136.
All right, 1136. Welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast.
Yo.
Yo.
You're...
Yo.
Roberto.
Yo, what's good, guys?
Yo.
Damn, no, where's my question?
Yeah, got you.
Can't be doing this.
Stupid. All right, we're going to move on to the next caller while you think of it.
Well,
call
he
back.
Donated a super chat, so caller.
Yeah, just have his number in the queue then.
Okay. Let's see, Joshua, 68228.
What's going on, guys? How you doing? Sorry, I might be talking a bit delayed because of delay from your podcast to mine. How you guys doing?
Good, great. Good, man. What's your comment or question or disagreement?
So I have a kind of a question slash comment for the ladies, mainly right. Icy and Nina. So correct me if I'm wrong. Having been on the show a couple of times, has Fresh and Fit influenced your decisions in your personal life on how to get a man who will potentially take you seriously? Like, I see Nina and Icy making some changes, but I'm asking if it's like a personal decision or was it influenced by the show because you possibly realize that what Mr. Fresh are saying and have been presenting is true.
All right, we'll go start with Icy and then go to Nina.
All right, I'm going to be completely honest. You come on here, you hear the free game, you know, as a woman, you don't realize it till you experience it. And, like, I experienced something that I said on here about, like, you know, being taken serious as a single mother. And, like, it kind of so happens to be fucking true. And, like, to tell, like, somebody that actually told me, I can't take you serious because of your kid, kind of fucks my head up and the show, but it's true. So, in certain ways, the show has change my aspect of how I want to live my life and how I want to move forward towards the future, because obviously I'm not even dancing anymore and I'm looking forward to doing my own thing with the whole Pokemon and podcasting shit that I got going on with bitches that I want to do on the side. You know what I'm saying? So it does influence on my dating life because it's like, damn, these niggas be saying some real shit and it happens. And it's like, you know what? All right, I'm going to take the game, I'm going to run with it, and I'm going to do what I can with it. Whoever wants to take me serious, going to take me serious at the end. So there's that.
Nina, your take on it, then we'll get the take on the other two.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, 100% influenced my dating life. You know, I don't really have a dating life because I don't go out, I don't meet anyone, and I'm kind of opposed to responding to any guy on my DMs. But,
oh, it's going to be tough for you then.
Maybe one of them.
With all the ass you have on your page. Like,
but it's, you guys have definitely made me feel very stupid for dating decisions that I've made in the past, you know, for thinking that guys genuinely like me or want me, even though I have my whole ass
on the
internet.
Booty. That is true. It is looking at that ass.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, I think Shen has to leave. Shen, and then your thought on this?
Well, social media, what you were saying, though, it did kind of mess up an image. At the beginning when I started modeling and stuff, I gave out an image, so I could say it was attracting the wrong people. But once I started, like, fixing all that up and trying to, like, head to, you know, showing my personality and all the traits that I could do, and the skits and, you know, like professional type of modeling and showing off my barber and my gaming, I would say definitely starting to bring a better crowd and better guys coming in my way instead of like guys straight up trying to say, oh, like, let me see you naked or, you know, hitting me up with all these like negative things. And it's just like, I don't have time for that. But then it's like, look what I'm giving out. That's why. So I had to change that up.
Okay. Wait, but isn't it the men's fault? Like, they need to be able to control themselves. No, just kidding.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. I mean, you're just operating in reality, and you understand that what you put out is what you're going to get out, and that's kind of something that women need to understand.
That's very mature of you.
Yeah. A lot of girls be like, it's not my fault. If I want to dress provocatively, I should still be respected. And it's like, you know.
Like, how can you help it? Like, if I'm showing off this ass, what are they going to want? They want to hit that. Like, they like
you're probably going to get a bunch of raunchy attention tonight. Who knows?
Yeah, well, I'm going out tonight, so.
Okay, there you go.
And
have a great night.
Yeah, I have a little private event to go to. That's why I'm stepping out. So.
Okay.
And guys, she warned me earlier, but the show ran late with our afternoon show, so it is what it is.
Yeah.
So shout out to her for coming out.
We'll bring you back.
Yes,
we'll
I'm sorry back, about definitely. That, guys.
Yeah.
So
yeah, just the next time, make sure you have some time for us, okay?
Of course, I'm sorry about that. You guys can find me on Instagram at send.love. And my TikTok as well.
Cool. All right. Cool.
So one more quick question, though. So with that being said, Icy, is that the reason why you are now retired from stripping, because you are trying to find that potential someone?
No, it's not. No. All right. I stopped dancing because I want to focus on my career, because I'm a true artist and I really want to focus on my art and my music, honestly speaking, and the bullshit about Pokemon, because it's fun.
Right, I hear you. All right, thank you very much for answering. I'll let the caller come in.
Cool. All right,
thank you, bro.
Thanks. And then, okay, so we'll just do it while we pull up that next caller. I'm gonna shift the stuff. Fresh, take the call.
Hold on.
So,
I'm just curious real quick. What have you learned from the show?
Right.
You've been here multiple times, too.
Oh, my God. I've learned a lot. Now I understand, like, why dating is hard, why women are hard. I understand, like, how guys operate and why I suck at dating. So, yeah.
Okay.
Basically.
So has it bettered you finding a guy, or is it more like, man?
Since I've been here, I'm not trying anymore to get with a guy. So, but it's not like I'm not into it right now.
Just focusing on yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. Are we doing some musical chairs here?
Yeah.
You got Icy and Ian in the middle.
Okay.
Right. So yeah, we'll do the next caller then.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go with.
Okay.
Let's see.
All right. Who's
0332?
Yeah. What's that called?
Hey, yeah, what up? Is this show for, like, haters? Or
yeah, it's for haters. People that have comments and questions for the girls. Go ahead.
Okay. Just like Icy, I'm an artist, too. So what would be your advice for, like, getting your name out there as an artist? And I'm especially talking to Fresh, since he's like the king of like networking. I mean, I've never seen anyone do what he does. It's kind of fucking crazy. So yeah, what would be your advice to like being an artist?
Like, you talking about music artists? Or are you talking about like artists, like painting?
Like painting, drawing, stuff like that.
Okay. Honestly speaking, that's kind of been my question for my damn self. You know, I use Instagram as a tool. I use social media, you know what I'm saying? But there's other shit that I think even Chris spoke about it. It's called Upwork. If you got like digital art and shit like that, if you're interested into doing NFTs, I would say YouTube on how to do NFTs, because that's what I've been researching on doing. You know what I'm saying? As an artist, I feel like everybody should really jump on that now, especially with the internet age that's going on, being that it's 2022, you know? So...
Yeah.
If you got some original art, you know, there's certain websites that, like, you know, if your art is on a piece of paper, there's certain websites that could sit there and outline it, and you could put it up into the internet. You know what I'm saying? So use your resources. We have phones. We have YouTube. We have shit to, you know what I'm saying? Like, get your name out. Don't be afraid. There's, like there's this video that I saw the other day that said, a whole bunch of shit that's stupid and dumb goes viral. If you stay consistent and you stay true to yourself and what you believe in, it's going to happen for you. So it's all about what you do.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, regarding marketing, bro, and getting your name out there as an artist, bro, like, just remember this, right? This golden rule. No one knows who you are yet until they know who you are. This means, for example, if your art is consistent and you're always putting out art in online, in person, at shows, people are going to see it. However, you got to go to where people are actually looking now, and that's the metaverse. People are going to the metaverse to look at, you know, buildings, you know, games, you know. So if you can find a way to put your art on the metaverse, you win, because that's where everyone's going to be going eventually. So you're thinking ahead of the game, ahead of the curve, put my art on the metaspace however possible. However, in person right now, you can use social media. And honestly speaking, bro, like, add value. So add value means, for example, you could make a channel on YouTube. You know, process of you doing art, you can make quick Instagram videos. The point is that, like, you need to put out content so people can see your work. And the more they see your work, the more they see you. Okay, I know this guy. I've seen him before on Instagram, or seen him on Facebook, I've seen him on YouTube. Oh, shit, this person lit. You know, took his artwork. And they're going to spread for you organically through word of mouth, for, like, people just sharing your content. So, as they put out content, you know, think ahead where people are going to look for your art. Like I said before, the metaverse. And then from there, you should be able to get some work done as well.
Cool. All right. Let's hit the next call.
Let's go with...
Thanks calling in, man. All right.
From 0321.
0321. What's up?
Hello, caller.
Welcome to Fresh Fit.
Yo, my guy. How y'all doing?
Yo, what's up, man? It's Friday, man. Well, no, Saturday.
Listen, yo, to be honest, I haven't been this nervous in a while. And,
nothing to be
yo,
nervous
man,
about,
I,
my
I
man.
I do door-to-door sales for a living. I've been doing this for a while. I'm like, real comfortable being uncomfortable. And this is, like, real new for me. So it's exciting, too. The reason I'm calling is I want to know how, like, a 24-year-old living in Florida, I'm not going to say exactly where, but how can I link in with you guys? No, I get some calls from patients, something like that.
So we have Patreon where you can always top in.
We're
going to
do a Zoom call this Sunday.
Yeah, $10 tier. I think 50 is for Zoom calls, right? Or 20?
At the 200 tier, they get the monthly Zoom call.
200.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the way too. Or, you know, you could always hit us up on, I think, Cameo is up right now, right? So
yeah, Cameo as well.
You could do a one-on-one video with us.
Yeah.
So either Patreon or Cameo right now.
Yeah. Well, can someone throw the Cameo link in there, by the way, too? So
yeah, Mons, you can.
But, I mean, if you have a question now, you can ask a question now.
Yeah.
We're here right now.
No, I have like a whole list of questions. I've been listening to you guys for a while. I'm on the discipline route. Like right now in my life, I'm just working on my bank account, working, getting them hours in or working out, all that stuff. I'm kind of disconnected from social media. I mean, I have the accounts. I'm just not active on there. I'm not like
screen time. Because I could already tell that it's a lot of things you want to talk about. So yeah, man, just jump on a Patreon. At the 200 tier, we're going to have a Zoom call this weekend. So, yeah, jump in.
Man, ask the girl questions, man.
Bruh, y'all in the chat,
God,
call her.
Come on.
Ask the girls. They're here tonight, man. Grill them. Don't grill us, man.
All right. Thanks, call. 1346.
All right.
Hello.
Yo, what's up, man? What's up, man?
Much. This is Jumping Like Jordan in the chat. How you guys doing?
Hey. What's up?
Shout out to you, bro.
Hey, I was just wanted to ask a couple of questions.
One.
Have you guys had crazy
pick,
merch
pick
for
one, man, because we got a lot of people on the line. Pick one.
Yeah. You guys not hear me? Hello?
Yeah, we got you.
No, we
hear you. But just one question, though.
Okay, I just want to say, you guys have created merch for, like, the girls or anything that they can wear on the show?
Not yet.
Yeah,
but we will start soon.
Yeah.
I can make the T-shirt pop up.
There you go. That's what we've been doing.
Yeah, it's all this hate. You guys might as well capitalize on it as much as you guys can.
That's what I'm saying. You know me, man, Brian.
All right.
That's a good idea.
Right. I'll keep
we'll see, man. Thank you, bro. I appreciate that greatly.
Thanks, man.
I'm going to go on spring, actually, right after this and see if I can make a crop top.
Okay, 4492.
Top hoodies. Ooh.
Ooh.
I need that.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Finally, a female.
Hi. How's it going? I actually tried calling in the last show. I'm a female hater, and I had a question for you, Myron and Fresh.
God damn it. Go ahead.
Okay. My thing is this. I'm also an immigrant. I'm technically a first-generation Ghanaian, and obviously, you know, our parents are from Africa. I'm not really exactly sure, Myron, your whole situation with Sudan is, like, how your immigration situation is. But I feel like I listened to a couple of clips recently that have gone viral in the media, and I was really, really disturbed by this narrative that the two of you are pushing. It's this whole thing of, like, African immigrants versus African Americans. To me, I find it very, very offensive and divisive that the two of you are, you know, pushing these stereotypes of Shaniquas and these, you know, ghetto black women, all of this stuff. And it's just like you have, like, the only reason you're in this country now is because of the hard work of, like, leaders like Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, all of these amazing African-American leaders. So for you to, like, drive this narrative and be so divisive, I find it absolutely disgusting. And I'll be quite frank, I'm waiting. I'm sure the two of you will be off the air. You will be deplatformed very soon, and I'm looking forward to that. So that's my whole thing.
Okay. So question for you. Do you watch the podcast regularly?
No, I don't. I've watched specific clips.
That's the root of the issue there.
But I've watched – there is a –
can I finish?
Those don't mean nothing. You know that.
Can I finish?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, if you don't watch the podcast regularly – and you're going to believe clips that you've seen on the internet from other media outlets that are more concerned with pushing a narrative to get clicks versus telling the truth, then I don't really know what to tell you, because your whole foundation of how you watch their content is already discombobulated.
That's false, because I listened to your last...
I listened to you speak.
Because you're going
to
say something incorrect. Go ahead.
I can finish?
Yeah, of course. Go ahead. This is your
show. So, yeah, basically, you don't even watch the show, so you're going off of something that is incorrect and misreported to get clicks. You're probably going off of the viral clips on Twitter, Shade Room, et cetera, which are all done in a way to paint us in a certain narrative to get clicks. I mean, it's very obvious that Shade Room didn't even have their facts right with the Asian doll situation, and they actually went back and corrected their situation after we did a response video to the false narrative that they tried to paint with Asian doll. But the thing is that people don't necessarily care about that, because they're more concerned with having a juicy story than the truth. So if you watch our podcast, you will know that we don't really necessarily care whether it's African Americans and immigrants that are from Africa. No, we just say in general, most people have a victim mindset in the West and don't appreciate the blessings that you have living in the land of opportunity. And they like to go ahead and blame the system, say they're oppressed, and blame all these other institutions versus themselves and saying, hey, maybe I'm a fuck up. Maybe I'm a failure, and I'm not taking advantage of all these opportunities. And I'm going to sit here and point at him and him and him for why I'm not where I want to be. So it's not.
Myron, can I say something?
Let me finish. Can you please let me finish?
No, because you're going on a the reason. Look, of course,
this is my podcast, though. So
I'm a little bit.
You're going to make an allegation.
You're going
let me.
On a rant. And you're making
going on a rant.
You haven't even watched the show for you to sit here and interject so many times, bro. You have an opinion for no reason because you've seen so many clips off Instagram. Like, you sound so dumb, like every other pimple that comes on here. Every single bitch that gets kicked out, you sound just like them, bro. Like, shut the fuck up and listen to what he got to say. I'm in the shit that I be telling everybody. Because obviously, y'all don't be understanding what the nigga is saying, bro. You don't understand. You're not understanding what he's trying to tell you, Mama. You're not understanding because, let me tell you something. There's been countless of videos of him saying the same shit over and over again, Mama. You sound like everybody in the comments, Mom. You sound like everybody in the comments. Like, no, Mama, I'm not no ghetto freak. Why you got to call me out of context when I'm just getting you out on your bullshit, bitch? Like, what's up?
You probably should be at home taking care of your baby.
Right? I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. You come here. You don't watch the podcast. You don't know shit about the podcast. You only see what the fucking shit Instagram tells you. And you're going to go, oh, he hates black women. Little did you know that somebody paid $5 to say a comment about black bitches and the black app. And then next thing you know, it's, oh, he hates the Negroes. And that's their fucking preference at the end of the day. They don't want to sit there thinking, y'all, that they bitches. Like, yo, cut this bitch off. Can we go to the next call? Like, this bitch.
Are you employed?
Okay, bye.
Girl, bye.
Yeah, all right. We're going to move on because if you're going to make a bunch of allegations, then I try to, you know, talk to you civilly here, and you're just going to continuously try to tell me, oh, what are you going on a rant? It's my show. You're calling it to my show. I'm going to tell you line by line how you are incorrect and you don't like hearing the truth. So, yeah,
you know,
bro,
what sucks? That they always come here. They haven't seen the show. It's a men locker room talk. If you can't be in the kitchen if you can't stand the fucking heat, bitch. Like, come on, bro. If you don't like what he's saying, it is what it is, bro. Stay in your little mindset and whatever.
You know, it is to come in saying, oh, I don't like how you did that. Then why are you watching the show? Go somewhere else. Like, you don't have to be here.
Well, that's
like,
the problem. They aren't watching the show. They're watching clips and then, like, going off of that. But if you actually watch everything in full length and get the full context of how things are done, you would see that it's pretty ridiculous what a lot of these blogs and everything else are doing. But hey, man, like I said, they want to paint a certain narrative, put it in a certain light, get more clicks versus telling the truth. It is what it is. Because no one knows that the Shade Room actually took back their shit and said, oh, okay, well, they actually explained themselves.
Yeah,
they just want to go ahead and hold on to that first thing with Asian Doll, which is fine. What do we got next?
1360.
All right, 1360.
And shout out to you, Erica, for super chat and support, by the way.
Oh, it's comedy.
Sir. Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, man? Welcome to the pod.
Appreciate you. I had a comment to the ladies, and also I wanted to make a comment to you guys. So Icy and Nina, like, I've seen y'all's growth on the show, and it's amazing. Like, the change in the mindset, the lifestyle changes that y'all made is very impressive. and I'm a simp for a quick second, Icy. Goddamn, that's all I got to say. You're a great addition to the show. You make the show really, really amazing. It's good to see the evolution of all the girls here, especially you three, the main chicks on the show. Y'all really improved the quality of the show a lot. And also, I want to say to you guys, Fresh and Fit, one of the main reasons why I still continue to watch y'all show is about in 2018. Shit, man. I lost my brother. He self-deleted himself. It's all good. It was because he was with this girl who's his baby mama. She did him dirty. She slept around, and they had two kids together, and it was horrible, man, you know, and I couldn't stop him. You know, I didn't know he was going through that shit that as bad as he was. And, you know, I wish he was still here, and I wish I knew the things that I knew and was able to see the things that I see now, you know, like being aware of how women do guys these days. Like, you know, he was working two jobs, doing everything he could for those kids and for her, and she would still step out on him. And it was hard, you know. I still think about it to this day. I miss him, you know, every fucking day. And I'm glad there's guys like y'all out here that are really, like, giving guys this information to save themselves, you know, to really, like, keep them off that cliff, like, to really talk them off the ledge. Because there's not a lot of people that are out there that are willing to do it. Y'all are taking the bullets from all these people. You know, y'all are on, you know, on Flagrant Podcast, and, you know, y'all went on Axe Podcast, and y'all handled yourselves very well. You know, I appreciate y'all and respect what y'all did. And I hate how everybody's coming at y'all, but that just comes with, you know, everything that's out in the world. Everybody's politically correct. There's just no space for people to really, like, be honest. So I appreciate y'all, and I'm glad y'all are around, because y'all definitely talked me off the edge. Yeah. I appreciate y'all. Yeah. Ladies, y'all are amazing. And, yeah, that's all I wanted to say. I just appreciate y'all, man. Chat loves y'all. Reddit loves y'all. My handle is appreciate you. I changed my handle to Fetid Piccolo, so you know what I'm saying, repping that Fetid gang for admiring and shit. Man. You know what I'm saying? So you might see me a little bit. Yeah.
Yo, man. Thank you so much, bro. I appreciate the love, man. And like I said, for every, you know, 100 hecklers, you know, we'll get one guy that tells a story like that, and it makes it all worth it. So thanks. Just like you guys look to us, you know, to help you guys out, y'all definitely help us out too. So thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you got to say something for your brother, bro. So
yeah,
we got you, man.
Condolences to you and your family. And, you know, yeah, dude, the best thing that you could do right now is live your life and, you know what I'm saying, and do the best that you can do in his memory.
No business worth your life.
You know?
Just saying.
So thanks for calling into the show. I appreciate that, man. Y'all keep us going. Like I said, you guys are cold to the furnace. Who's next, Chris?
Man, Fetid Piccolo is a classic one, though.
Shout out to Fetid Piccolo.
Thanks, fam. One second here.
And I hope that heckler that was called in earlier to like talk shit sees like the impact that we're making for guys, you know, saying, oh, y'all need to be deplatformed because you guys are racist and, you know, off of false narrative versus like
look
you don't see all the people
caller.
Actually help. You know what I'm saying? How many people hit you up to say, hey, you helped me out significantly with, you know, me going through a dark time? Probably none, because no one,
don't
you
care.
Know what I'm saying?
0069?
Yeah, go ahead.
Austin?
Hey, so everyone's complaining to direct questions to the women, to the panel, so here's one. It's been made very clear that high-value men do not want women who are 304s. So strippers have that perception, right? It is what it is. Women with OnlyFans also have that perception, but it's like times 1,000. So question for Nina, if you're so desperate for a husband, and I've heard you like in other episodes, you know, you joke, but I can tell you're serious about it. Why the hell do you still have an OnlyFans?
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
Well, I'm making leggings, guys. Look.
Show that ass.
Oh, shit. Twerk.
Listen, them leggings are nice and soft, so go ahead and buy them, bitches. Let's go. Them shits are soft.
So, yeah, these are sample leggings.
Wait, speak to penis?
Yeah, you gotta, yeah, tell them on the mic. Go ahead.
So I'm evolving from OnlyFans, which is Nina the Pineapple on OnlyFans, guys. I have a sale going on for you, so go and subscribe.
Same as what?
I'm slowly evolving from OnlyFans to leggings and bikinis.
And you went to DR because you wanted to make what?
I wanted to make leggings and bikinis. And I was on the phone with Chris, so he's my witness. I'm actually on top of this business now. I'm testing out the product so far. So good.
So basically, he wants to know, if you want a husband, why he's still on OnlyFans? But you're saying you're finding
she's working on transitioning out of it.
Ain't nobody paying her rent at the moment.
I was about to say, for her to eat and live, that's how she makes money.
Yeah. Exactly. Thank you, Fresh.
But he's saying as well, hey, you can't do both because if you want a husband.
He's basically saying it comes with consequences, which is
okay.
About.
So I know that.
Go ahead.
And that's why I don't really want to get into the dating scene right now because I know that.
This is why she broke up with the boyfriend.
As soon as I tell a guy that I met on the street and, you know, he has an impression of me from real life and he thinks I'm amazing. As soon as I give him my Instagram and I tell him that I do OnlyFans, things are going to go left. So
yeah, but Nina,
I'm aware of that.
There's more ass in your face, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, they're there for the booty, not the
face. You're right. The booty ain't.
It is what it is.
I mean,
okay.
She understands, it's very clear that she understands what's going on and she's trying to transition out of it, but, you know. Yes, on Icy, go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, bro, just because somebody was a stripper or they do OnlyFans, like, you got to consider, there's literally genuine bitches. Like, I'm one of them genuine bitches, you know what I'm saying? I got a brain on my shoulders. I know what I could do with, like, nothing, if that makes any sense at all to anybody. And especially, like, when it comes down to, like, a high-value man, I'm not really looking towards to be with a high-value man. But if it just so happens to come across my way, I'm going to catch that bitch. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
I don't know. When it comes down to the transitioning part, it's just like, yo, like, you know, you're going to either take me for who I am or who I'm not. Niggas like sluts anyways, so.
I mean,
in some cases,
I personally have a plan with the internet. I don't want to be on the internet forever. Honestly, it's just like, it's what.
The means to an end right now.
Yeah, exactly. And it's what me doing, you know, posting certain pictures in the past, thinking, you know, that it's woman empowerment and I'm so proud of, and I'm doing it for myself, blah, blah. That's what it led me to, unfortunately. And I walk my walk. I know, I'm aware of it. I know this, but this is just what it is for now. What am I going to do? Cry, dwell on it? I can't. Like, you have to keep your head up and life goes on.
Okay.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Nina, you and Slow Jams are the best on the panel. So I just want to give you a shout out. You are my favorites, but I got to call y'all out. I got to make it interesting, but hey, much love. Mm-hmm. Much love to the podcast.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling into the show, man. Making things interesting.
Yeah.
Good question.
All right. Cool. Who's up next?
All right. Let's get some random caller on the phone because I think I burned through the super chats.
Let's do it.
Haters.
And guys, please keep it short, by the way.
Yeah. Haters, go ahead. Call on in. You know, just at least let me finish my point if you're going to attack me on something.
Yeah. All right. 0338.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but she was pissing me off.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I mean, at that point, there was a point of diminishing returns.
All right.
Fantastic.
Oh, that was great. I'm
very profound.
Fresh. No. But like, you sound just like him. I'm like, what the fuck? I hung up the phone on him.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
All right.
3465.
Yep.
I'm failing.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
So call
How are you guys doing?
What's up, man?
You guys can hear me?
Gotcha.
Yes. We can hear you, brother.
Yes, sir. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, hey, everybody. How you doing? God bless. Well, I'm actually calling to ask the ladies a question tonight. I'm just a 22-year-old guy. I'm not really that old, but I do for a living. I recently got certified as an EMT. It's nothing really crazy, so I'll be working in the nighttime. And during the day sometimes, you know, I work as a wireless, you know, sales expert. I don't really make too much money yet, but one of these days I'll be building. I just got a question for all the women out there. Because that, you know, a lot of the women out there and the way they approach me, especially with the way I move in my pockets, they move very different. Is it true that women can't handle rejection?
Yes.
Yes.
As a stripper, I'm telling you, I hate when a nigga tells me no.
Like, and then Shorty keeps pushing on. She won't stop, bro. Like, Shorty won't stop calling me. Like, I had to block her. Like, and I ain't fucked. Yeah, but I'm not going to give her the satisfaction. Because once I fuck, it's clicks for me. I can't be bringing her up in my crib. And, like, she know where I live. She know where I sleep. She'll put no milk in my cereal.
Exactly. Like, block that bitch. Keep it pushing. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, but I just wanted to know. You feel me? Because that shit kind of.
She's being crazy. Fuck that bitch. Like, yeah, he ain't even put a dick in her.
Nah, Shorty had the audacity to tell me, yo, you know what this is. Like, you gonna make a move whenever you gonna make a move, but you know what this is. I have to tell Shorty straight up, I do not care. Like, unless you know you take me this already, I don't know what was going on between us. But, like, I was very confused with question time. You know,
I just moved on.
I don't
know what's going on between us. Are you from New York?
Yeah, facts. How'd you figure that?
Big facts. Tim's on his feet, okay?
It's cold out there. My guy literally has Tim's on right now.
My bag.
I am who?
Oh, don't do that. You're going to take a trip to a flossy, bro.
Be a flossy,
yo,
bro.
He might be for the other side, bro. Don't get him in trouble. They're gonna, this guy
yes,
friends.
Yes, bro. I'm from the floss, baby.
Okay, don't say that.
Okay. No. Nah, but as a 22-year-old, just block it, keep it pushing. Do what you gotta do. Make your bread. You 22. Like how these niggas be saying, y'all got a whole life ahead of y'all. By the time, you know, you probably hit like, you know, 29, 30. You know what I'm saying? Like, hold on, wait.
When you hit
29, 30, you know, run through all the pussy you can so you know what you like and don't like how they be saying. Exactly. You know what you want. Because if you don't know what you want and then you meet a bitch that knows what she wants, you're going to fuck up the whole situation. I'm just being real.
Nina,
you know what? I appreciate you for even saying that simply because actually I am 22. I am very young. I actually had to run into a mistake in order for me to even learn and realize that growing up personally, I was not really much I was like a fiend, like really a fiend. I ain't getting a fuck because my pussy was coming my way. It was enough.
You talking about
pussy
fiends?
Like it just... Yeah, I had a pussy phase, you feel me? Like, but I had to realize, like, I'm not a dildo. Like, I'm not a dildo. Like, that ass.
I just want to say that, go ahead, Nina. You mentioning your career and how much you work is very sexy.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
I appreciate that.
All right, man.
I study very hard.
No, that's awesome, bro. And, yo, the New York is showing very strong. You probably have some Tim's on and a Yankee fitted right now as we speak with chopped cheese or something.
Yeah. It was a bacon, egg, and cheese, gang.
Bacon, egg, and cheese. There we go. with the MetroCard and all that. So, all right, bro. Thanks for calling into the show, man. Shout out to you, bro. That's funny. I'm going to steal that one. Yo, she ain't putting no milk in my cereal,
bitch. Right?
All right, man. Thanks for calling into the show, bro.
All right, chat.
Okay, who's up? Let's hit one more phone call.
Okay. No
Random phone call. Yeah.
All right, 1 second. All right. Let's hit up, let's see. 1 sec. Who's been waiting?
Money.
Who's been waiting for a while?
New York has always been coming up with the funniest terms, man.
I love it.
Yo, put some cheese in my grill.
Yo, put no milk in my cereal, bitch.
2307.
2307. What's up?
That's Thorpe, bro.
Oink.
Fuck you, nigga.
Snort,
dang it, this bitch. Follow my Twitch, okay?
All right, 2307.
2307, what's up? Welcome to First Fit Podcast.
Guys,
sorry, I'm playing the video in the background.
All right.
Yeah, so for everybody out there, guys, when you guys call to the show, mute YouTube in the background because it delayed a few seconds. So make sure you have us muted. Can you hear me right now or not?
No. He.
You already gone? All right,
yeah,
cool. Did we get the guy that didn't know his question?
No, that was super chatting?
No, did we already get him in?
I'll figure it out.
Okay.
8568.
Don't worry. We didn't forget about you, bro. If you guys super chatting, we ain't going to forget about y'all. Well, who is it? 858?
85.
Yo, what up,
Yo,
what's up, man?
What's up? What's happening? Hey, hello, ladies.
What's up?
Hi.
Oh, and also, guys, real quick before you get into your question, bro, I'm looking right now. I don't look at my phone on the pod. We only got 1.7K likes. I need you guys to like the video so I can put this goddamn phone away because I hate having my phone while I'm on the pod. So like the goddamn video. Get us up to at least, there's 5.1K you guys watching. Get us to 4.55K likes, guys. Get us up there because right now we're getting a lot of heat. A lot of haters. I'm getting hundreds of DMs from angry people every single day, mostly women and social justice warriors. So help us out, bro, and like the video. And go ahead, continue what you're going to say, bro.
Okay, I wanted to address what you guys were talking about on that Flagrant 2.
Yeah.
And that that Indian, the Indian dude, Akash.
Okay.
So the dude obviously had an arranged marriage, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, or something similar.
There's virtually 0% divorce rate in those situations. But the statistics show that that black women are the only group that have a higher divorce rate than a marriage rate. So wouldn't that be the best argument to use when they keep bringing this up?
Well, yeah, that is a fact that African-American women are the most divorced race. But like I said, they didn't really give us that opportunity to say that. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. Like I said, when you're on someone else's platform, you got to respect the platform regardless of your feelings or whatever it is. You know, podcast etiquette overrides our personal feelings. So, in 2020, I wish they had afforded us the opportunity to be able to get all our thoughts out, you know, without interrupting and stuff like that. But, you know, it is what it is. I'd be happy to have them come on our pod, and we'll definitely make that happen if they want to have that discussion again and, you know, actually be able to fully hear our points. And we can, you know, have a full discussion on it. But, you know, if it was a bit rushed and everything else like that. But it is what it is, bro. But
yeah, I just thought they were the ones being racist, because if you don't bring this stuff up, how's the situation going to get better? You know what I'm saying? He's sitting there. Yeah, he's got everything set for him. He never has to worry about nothing. 0% divorce rate, you know? But if nobody talks about it, nothing happens, it's going to keep getting worse. So, and I know that's what you guys, whether you're intending it or not, I know that's what you're trying to do, because I've seen the Brittany Renner interview, and Myron, you were trying to tell her to get back with her man. You're trying to reverse that trend. So it's like they were the ones being racist, you know?
I told her, like, yo, work it out. Put your animosity aside and work it out, because, you know, you guys should go check out that interview. Like, contrary to what people think with that clip, it was actually a really, really good discussion. Yeah. Obviously, Academics is a great marketer. He put out that clip so that people would go and watch it. But if you watch it, she was actually agreeing with everything we were saying. Because contrary to what people think, we don't sit here and attack women for what they do. We just notify you guys that, hey, listen, women date up. It is what it is. We kind of tell you guys what their game is, but we're not going to shit on them for their game. You know what I'm saying? Like, we always say on the pod, when we ask girls, and when girls ask us, what should I do? I always tell her, yo, date up. Get a guy that has money. Get a guy that's successful that can take care of you, because that's what you should be doing. You know what I'm saying? As a woman, we're not going to shame chicks for, you know, trying to, conduct their sexual strategy. You know what I'm saying? It's just that we bring it to light. And when you bring it to light, it's inherently unflattering to say women date up, women are hypergamous, et cetera, because that's not what mainstream society wants you to think. They want you to think women are sugar and spice and everything nice and that they're equal to men, when in reality they're not. And by virtue of them not being equal to men, they must date up. And we've seen this since the beginning of time. Regardless of how much money a woman makes, her own socioeconomic status, et cetera, they always seek never their own. A woman that makes $100,000 per year on average wants a man that makes at least 26% more than she does. So women never seek their equal, no matter how successful they are or how much security they can provide to themselves. They always want a man that can provide that security, because it's hardwired into them, and we don't knock them for it. And what I was trying to tell Brittany was, hey, you're at a point now where you're very popular, you have money, you have fame. The only guy that's really going to be able to deal with someone like you and that you're actually going to be attracted to and want to deal with is a guy on your level that's a little bit more than you, athlete, whatever it is. So you're better off just working with the guy that you already have a child with, because he meets all these prerequisites that you were attracted to in the first place, and it benefits the kids. So that's kind of where I came from with it. But, you know, people aren't going to watch the pod and see that. They're going to think, like, you know, oh, we're just insulting each other and berating each other the whole time. But it was actually a very productive conversation, and much respect to Brittany Renner.
All right. A lot of people were like, she served you. And yeah. I was like, did I even watch it?
They didn't watch it. You know, 99% of the time, most of the haters, I probably realize, don't watch our stuff at all. They just make their comments. But, yo, thank you for calling into the show. And I see a couple of haters in the chat, actually.
For sure.
Hey, some of you guys in the chat that are leaving these comments saying I'm an Arab and go back to my country, whatever it may be, feel free to call into the show and tell us how you really feel. Thanks for calling into the show, bro.
2980, Marcus. FM, Sam.
Oh, 29. Yeah. Yo, how are you guys doing? It's
welcome
from Bahrain right here. Yo, hey, I'm freaking happy to be on the show. I wanted to ask a question to the panel and to you guys, Fresh and Fit. How do you go about and approach a girl that wants to get married and let her down? Like, do girls not, or do they pretend to not know what divorce does to a man?
Let's start. We should have the ladies hit this one first, right?
Okay. So the question is, you want a gamer, but she wants to get married. But you want to let her down slowly. Is that a question?
No, no, no. The question is like, you know how, like, how do you let down a girl that wants to get married? Do girls play dumb on the fact that they don't know what happens to a guy when they get divorced? Like, do you tell her like, hey, I don't want to get married because like this, how do you convince her? Or are they not convinced, or do they not want to listen to the RP knowledge, or what?
Okay. So I think, and just let me make this very concise for the ladies, so I make sure that we get you the best answer. Basically what you're saying is, hey, are women aware of all the dangers that come with marriage from the male perspective?
Yes, that's exactly. Okay. Yeah, it's perfect.
Nice and concise. All right, ladies, what are your thoughts? Are you, I mean, let's say before the podcast, right? Because some of you guys have been on here now, you guys are aware. But prior to the podcast, did you guys know the dangers that come with marriage from the male perspective? We'll start Nina and then work our way back this way.
I mean, I just know that they'll say and do anything to get laid. So if your goal is to get married, I would, I mean, you guys are not going to agree with me, but definitely withhold the cookie.
Okay. No, but the question, Nina, is
if the question you want to get married,
did you know about the dangers that come with marriage from the male perspective prior to being on the show? Because we talk about divorce a lot, why guys shouldn't get married nowadays in you know, Western countries, et cetera, because, you know, divorce laws. Did you know about them prior to coming on the show? Or?
Not the danger specifically, no, okay. But I did know that guys have a really hard time with committing.
Okay. But you didn't necessarily know why?
No, you guys educated me. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay, so I actually knew before I came to you guys' podcast due to the like my experience as a dancer.
Okay.
And I'm being serious.
Married men be in the clubs.
No, yeah. I mean, majority of married men are in the clubs. Majority of them are buying lap dances from, like, I mean, bitches that look like all of us. I'm just being honest, even like you, like everybody. So at the end of the day, it's more of a concept when it comes down to divorce. When I always thought as marriage as a business. I always felt like since it's papers, it's committing, and it's, you know, our banks and this and that and the third business. So if I'm gonna sit here,
why do girls act dumb on it?
What the fuck is that? Wait, what? What did you say?
Yeah, but why do girls act clueless about it though?
I mean. Okay.
Well,
again,
she's explaining her.
I'm explaining my experience
and
my point of view.
And then maybe you can answer his. Why
girls
might not know.
Certain girls may not know because of the simple fact that they're just like how Myron be saying that they're just fantasized over this whole little fairy tale that like somebody, you're a special bitch and you're gonna be married to somebody and boom, to the day you die and that's it. That's your life partner. Like certain girls are just raised like that. I'm just being honest. Disney fucked up a lot of bitches' concept of love. I'm just being real.
Oh,
you know, everybody's a fairy tale, and a lot of people don't live in the reality. I'm being real. That's why, you know. So at the end of the day, there's certain girls that are, you know, you either deal with a dumb bitch or a smart bitch. It's whoever you choose to be with. You know, it's realist or stupid bitch. Whatever you want. Like. At the end of the day, it is what it is.
That's an interesting point, Icy, because I've always said it that women that work at, you know, whether it's, you know, OnlyFans or the strip club, whatever, they see a certain side of men.
Yes, we see the real.
See.
No, we see the real side. So when it comes down to me, let's say if Icy decides to be married and I'm with a high value man or mediocre high value man, whatever you want to call it, like, you know, kind of making money. If I pop out married. You know what I'm saying? Just know, like, you know, like, there's a reason why. It's not because, oh, this and that. No, I'm going to build business with this nigga. It's not because I'm in love with this nigga. Love comes with the business. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So,
but, all right, so that's interesting from your prior experience. You would see the end result of guys and divorces
because
and stuff. So
at the end
that's
of the,
interesting.
Yeah, bitches want to leave a nigga because they cheated majority of the time.
Okay. What about you, Ms. Venezuela?
But would
you
stay with...
Oh.
But would you stay with a man if he said no, like, I don't want to get married? And would he be like, oh, you don't love me if you don't marry me? What do you do now?
Listen, like I said before, I don't care about marriage.
No, he's asking you. Like, for example, he might be in a scenario where he's with a girl, she wants to get married, but he doesn't. How does he let her down slowly?
I think you should
just
end
not
the
with
relationship.
It.
Yeah.
It's not even about ending the relationship because you don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything don't always got to lead up to marriage.
Mm.
You know,
it's
everybody. No, but listen, everybody is in each other's life for a lesson. You know what I'm saying?
But she wants to get married.
That's her business.
Nigga, if you don't marry me, I'm gone.
Give her a promise ring from McDonald's. You'll be
fine.
Were you aware of divorce? I mean, you come from another culture. So
yeah.
Were you aware of, like, divorce in the United States and how it works prior to coming on the show?
Well, like, marriage and divorce in my country is way different than here.
Yeah.
Like, when I came here.
She's in Venezuela, by the way, guys, in case you were wondering.
Not Colombia, Venezuela. Thank
Venezuela.
You so much.
Yeah. I said Venezuela.
If I
said Venezuela. All right, go ahead.
Because I was like, Colombia.
Yeah.
You always think, oh.
Que vaina mi chama.
Yeah.
Hola.
Hey.
Okay, so.
Hey, Mo.
All right, go ahead.
Allegedly.
Okay, so it's way different than here. And when I came here, I struggle with dating. I struggle with all of that because men think different than Venezuela. I think from my culture, from my perspective, men are more sentimental, emotional. And here is all material. It's all like, I'm a high-value man because I have this, that, whatever. But yeah, like, if your girl wants to marry you and you don't want to marry her, just say, well, leave then, because she's not going to stay with you if you're not marrying her.
Yeah.
I want someone to call me mi amor.
It's not even that. If you feel like you're not feeling this bitch for marriage,
yeah,
just move on, my nigga. Like, there's other bitches. There's other bitches that will give you pussy. Like, she ain't the only pussy out here. There's a million bitches. Come on.
No, but it's true what she said. Spanish guys are so much more romantic and sentimental.
Mm. Yeah, but they play that for everybody because at the end of the day, I've seen it in the club, girl.
So,
like,
yeah. So just to answer the question, let's say you're with a chick and she wants to get married and you don't. You got that talk, bro, because that should have been something that's set up front from the very beginning, because obviously she's thinking, okay, long term, I want to be with this dude. I want to get married, which might be you in the scenario. I don't know or not.
You might have sold her the dream.
Yeah, you might have sold her the dream. But my friend, if you sell the dream, you got to evacuate before the dream actually is going to happen. So, for example, sell her a dream, but midway, you got to exit. You went the full length, and she's like, okay.
Fresh.
Where's my ring, nigga?
Fresh. That is some evil advice
I'm
you're
just
giving.
Saying,
no,
it's
that
story,
is
bro.
Messed up.
But,
no.
But no, hold,
no.
In reality, though, at this point, it's kind of like an ultimatum for the most part, might be. So you got to either walk away or do it.
Walk away.
You may need to walk away. So.
Walk away.
Yeah.
Right, I think you'd be surprised if you hit her up and said, listen, I don't want to get married, but we can be together. She might, bro, if she invested a significant amount of time in you and you're the best option that she can get, which hopefully you are because you're working hard on yourself, making your money, getting in shape, working on yourself at all times, always being the best version of yourself, you'd be surprised at what women are willing to put up with as far as like having you in their life and providing that security. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, at the end of a marriage with a ring.
But
it
then
can be
you can always say some bullshit like you're not ready and she's going to fall for it. So.
But then she's missing. But the thing is that she's missing out on the guy that could be her husband just to, you know, waste time with you, basically, because this is like a waste time relationship that's not going to lead to her end goal.
Well,
so,
she's still getting, here's the thing, she's still getting the security. So what is she more concerned with, the relationship in itself or the marriage?
But
a lot of women just want
to
have the wife and the marriage, and you might not necessarily be able to get that with a certain caliber of guy, and she's got to make that tough decision. I can either go back into the market where I have I'm a bit depreciated, I'm older, I've invested into this guy, or I can get this guy in a relationship, live together, potentially even have kids, whatever it is you want to do, and still get that security just without the title. So it really comes down to what's more important for her. If she's more concerned with being a bride and having, you know, the ceremony and all that shit, you can still do it without getting legally married, but it really comes down to what the girl wants and how badly you sold that dream to her, bro. That's really what it comes down to. We don't know how deep you dug yourself.
Yeah.
That's mean.
All right. Yeah, because there's always that scenario where the girl's like, oh, that's what I always put in my scenario in my head. It's like, okay, the girl says, like,
wait,
oh,
you actually have a girl that's in this situation?
Is this about you, brother, or somebody else?
Or is this hypothetically?
Just hypothetically.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, man.
All right, man. We got to move on next caller, bro. We're over here thinking you.
Hey, good show, guys. I like it, man. Thank you, man. No problem.
For anybody out there that might be in that situation, there's your advice. And we got Myron Jr. in the house, $2. Thank you so much.
Baby here on the line, 3060.
Thank you.
All right. Let me see. Is he really on the line? I'm going to see.
Myron, is that really you?
I don't know.
Baby?
Maybe I have a kid somewhere.
Is that baby you? No way.
Is that baby you?
No,
it looked like it, yeah.
Allegedly.
No, that's not me. I don't
allegedly.
Have
is that from the whore that claimed that she was pregnant from you? I'm joking. Right, it's too early. It's too early. Go ahead.
Don't meet me at divorce court. Child support court. All right.
Sorry. 8738.
You're 8738. Welcome to the show.
What the fuck? I can't believe that bitch really called it and said MLK, nigga. What the fuck do these bitches be talking about, nigga? God damn it. Look, I got a question for the lady. Before I get into my question, I want to say, anybody that got something to say about black people and niggas in America, why the fuck are y'all asking two foreigners and talking to two foreigners? No offense to y'all, but why are y'all talking to two foreigners and trying to press them about what the fuck is going on with black people in America? I'm a nigga from America. You go talk to a nigga from America if you try to pick up beef about y'all niggas just barking up the wrong tree. Cut that shit out. All right, last thing before I get into my question.
All right.
When I called in last time and I said I was going to roast this nigga Tommy, this nigga Fresh tried to slick throw a comment in there. But I couldn't understand this nigga because can't nobody understand this nigga. If I'm talking about roasting people, you better not ever say nothing ever, nigga. You sitting there in a velour shirt, nigga, looking like you sell motherfucking... You look like you sold couches your whole career, nigga, and you just retired. Anyways, look, man. All right, look, this is my question for the lady.
Keep going.
Oh, my God. Bro, Fresh, nigga, the only reason why I didn't hear what you said last time, my nigga, is you sound like Jackie Chan on motherfucking Rush Hour. That's funny that you were saying that, that's funny that you were saying that you supposed to sell a bitch a dream and then dip halfway. Nigga, that's exactly how your sentences are, my nigga. You start talking, and then halfway, I'm like, what the fuck is this nigga talking about? All right, look. I'm a chill on you right now, Fresh, because I wanna ask the ladies a question. I like how y'all got the compound in here too. You feel me? But see, and this is the last thing I want to say to ladies around the world. Y'all lucky y'all got Myron. Y'all have no idea what the fuck is out there in the world. This nigga Myron is one of the calmest niggas I ever seen. This nigga got the peace of God. I be calling bitches bitch like Snoop Dogg and motherfucking anyways.
Since it's calm,
I wanna stir it up a little bit, right?
How do y'all really feel about
the fact, right, that you guys do not have the ability to think independently for yourself? I'm not trying to be rude. Think about it. I'm talking about biologically, right? Because if a woman is in a situation, right, where she gets captured, she has to assimilate. This is why women are more social creatures. So all this, I want to be a leader shit. You can't be a leader if you can't motherfucking think independently for yourself. That don't make no fucking sense. I want to know what the women feel about that. How do you feel about the fact that you are ill-equipped to lead a man anywhere in any situation? Talk about that, motherfucker. All right, I love y'all. Y'all the kings of content like a motherfucker. Keep this shit going.
All right, thank you.
All right, Ms. Venezuela, what are your thoughts on that? I guess the question is, how do you feel about the fact that you can't lead a man?
I mean, I'm not here to lead a man. I don't know. Like, I don't want to lead a man. That's not the point. I just want to be with someone that, like, I want to feel good with someone. That's it.
Okay.
So you don't want to be a leader. Okay.
I see, Nina.
Last,
you guys got anything?
I see you last, Nina. Go ahead.
I'm glad I don't have to, because that's too much work. Thinking is a lot of work, and if I don't have to do it, thank God I don't have to do it, because that's a lot of work.
That's fact.
I get to sit back and just make a sandwich.
Nice. Fantastic.
Took my drink, nigga. Right.
Guys, we got 2.5K likes, man. Get us up to at least 4K. God damn it! Like the goddamn
Come
video.
Come on,
go ahead,
guys. I'll show you my booty.
There you go. Again.
I want to see your booty.
All right, Icy, go ahead. What's your thoughts on this?
I'm sorry, her ass distracted me. Okay, wait. I had something good for you, and then literally her ass distracted me.
Yeah,
okay.
Basically.
Wait, repeat it. Yes, I am.
Basically,
stupid.
What he said was, how do you feel about the fact that you can't lead anything or lead a man, is essentially
okay,
what he was saying.
Okay.
That you can't, you're not capable of doing it. Biologically, is what he's saying.
Biologically? Okay, cool, whatever. I'm only attracted to niggas that, like, are assertive in a certain sense to me, if that makes any sense. Like, if you want to make sure that I'm okay, my life's okay, and everything's okay, and you're being a leader towards that, because, like, again, I'm a Gemini. I'm all over the place. So if you correct me in my shit, it's kind of like, ooh, okay. Like, I'm going to go under your league. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm submissive as fuck. Like, even though a lot of people, see that I have a masculine energy, no, I just have low tolerance for a lot of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I don't like bullshit. But if you really, truly trying to fix me up in my life and be that leader in my life and be that daddy for real, oh, listen, I'm listening. You know what I'm saying? So, So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't try to lead no nigga. At the end of the day, you're supposed to be the provider. I'm supposed to be the caretaker, if that makes any sense. Because when I have your child, you got to take care of me. And I realized that experience pregnancy on my own. You know what I'm saying? And that's a whole different topic. But, yeah.
All right. Cool. Next caller. Yep. And, thanks for calling into the show, bro.
No, he's all done.
He's out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Who's up next?
Let's go with 4030. He just sub chatted, you know.
I'm hella broken.
All right. What's up, man?
Hey, yo, am I on the call right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're here. Welcome to Fresh Fit, man.
Yo, I gotta speak my mind. You know what I'm saying?
You smell like a hate.
My shot. Huh?
He said he's trying to shoot his shot, girl. Go ahead. What you gotta say, Papa?
Yeah. I gotta shoot your shot. I gotta shoot my shot at Icy. You know what I'm saying? I'm an artist. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And I'm trying to rap right now. Like real quick, it's gonna be fast, like a freestyle. You know what I'm saying?
You gonna rap for me?
Yeah.
You gonna rap right now? Also, okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
I wanna hear this.
I gotta beat right now. I gotta beat right now. All right. Yo, can you hear that beat?
Yeah.
All right. Yes. Look, Icy, I just pour lean and a high C. Okay, yeah, need a girl like Icy. You a Gemini, I'm a Pisces. Hey, listen, my name is V-Dex. I'm about to relax, pour another cup. I need that feedback. We fresh and fit, yeah. Okay, yo, what's up? Okay, double cuts. You know we pouring up. I hit up south side. I hit up east side. Yeah, we really gang with it. I said I'm north side. Okay, yeah, cold like winter. Okay, that's why. I come in like a freezer. Like it's gonna. Okay, I'm pushing pee. What's up? Okay, y'all don't even know me. But I ain't frontin'. This a freestyle, B. Ice, please just hit me back. Don't let me get you on wreck. I need you for life. Okay, recite. This is off the dome in my mind. Okay, yeah, speaking from my heart. I don't want to give a girl my heart third part. Let's go. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. What's up? What's up? Yeah. I could go longer, but I gotta hold you guys up, you know what I'm saying? You know, so yeah, but hey, you know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm too young. I'm 18, man. I'm 18. I'm probably way too young.
Oh, you shouldn't be for me, bro.
Yo, the effort you put into that, bro. That's an effort,
man.
I will say this. I was ready to end it all right now with that one. That was terrible. You need to work on your rap.
Yeah,
but it's okay.
I wanted a sword or a knife or but you know it's Twitch, so I have to use this shit. So
yo, bro, I can hold you. You made her laugh though. Like, bro, you made her laugh. Feel me? So that's props for you, bro.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you made her laugh. But bro, I was ready to end it all right there.
What's up, PC?
That was you need to work on them rapping skills. I actually got hyped a little bit, then I was like, damn, what the hell? I started looking at it a little different, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, where'd I come from? Yeah. Oh, what the?
So, Icy, would you go on a date with him after that rap? What's your
18.
Thoughts?
He's 18. Fuck
no. Listen,
listen to me. I enjoy the effort, you know what I'm saying? You know, do some, like, more...
YouTube rap battles, you know, search up, you know what I'm saying, learn, get more lyrics, you know, make, you know, rhyme more.
Yeah.
And yeah,
yeah,
but like, you know, I shouldn't be the show you should be looking into, though, for real. For real.
Yeah, I know. I was just,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was just talking to the game because, like, yeah, I know you're an artist and stuff
like that, right?
So, like,
hey,
A for effort.
I appreciate you guys. Yeah. I say B for effort. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, work on your delivery and be more confident. You sound nervous as fuck.
I know. I just came up on here with a freestyle. Like, if I wrote it, I'd be fine. Hey, like, yeah,
most niggas won't do it.
That's some balls, man.
I appreciate that. Yeah, for real.
Yeah, just work on the rap,
bro.
Just work on the rap and you'll be okay.
Right, but she don't want you, though.
All right.
Cool.
All right. Call her 7109.
Okay, 7109.
You guys on rap next.
Oh, my God.
Hey. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Cool. Hey, what's up? So I have a quick question. I mean, I like your guys' content.
Does it involve robbing banks?
I have a question.
Committing criminal activity.
That is correct. Exactly.
No. Does it involve robbing banks or committing any criminal activity?
No, it doesn't.
I'll let you know.
Well,
Mask off. Good.
Yeah. No. My question is just real simple because I think some people might be misled by what you guys say as far as kind of, and I agree with this, guys kind of have it open-ended in terms of being able to talk to a lot of chicks, but girls shouldn't. But in the end, aren't both guys and girls just better off staying in a monogamous relationship? I mean, because, like, statistically speaking, I think it's like 2% of the global population actually in polygamous households, and it's like less than 1% in the countries. So in the end, isn't it like just best for us all? Of course, I think in the middle, because I still think it's fair for guys. But overall, isn't it better just for everyone to kind of be monogamous, to kind of live a happier life in a way?
In a perfect world, yeah, definitely you want to be monogamous to raise a child, you know, a father, a mother, and a household. That's best for a child rearing. However, let's be real here. In today's society, most people can't even get a relationship. Of, you know, most guys. So, yes, in the perfect world, that would be dope, but in our current marketplace, that's not happening right now. So, he's asking a question, basically, Myron, if we were to stop.
No, it's fine. You answer it.
Yeah.
You got it. Guys, do me a favor. I like the goddamn video, though. Fresh got this one. Go ahead.
So basically, bro, like, I get what you're saying. In perfect world, it would be good for everyone to be monogamous and, you know, just be with each other and everyone has their own girl, but let's be real here. Girls are chasing 10% of guys, and If you think about it, they want the best option, and most guys are not the best option. So, in reality speaking, it's not going to happen that way. So
then why do you think that right now in the world, only 2% of, like, the global population is, like, successfully, quote-unquote, living polygamous relationships, like 2%?
Well, first off, most guys can't even do it because they don't have the finances or the value to even make that happen. And then secondly, let's think about it. If most guys are not socially aware to handle that burden, then they can't. So it's kind of like men want to do it, but they really can't if they don't know how to execute that properly.
If you can't afford one girlfriend, can you really afford two?
Yeah.
Just being honest.
Well, but even the top 1%, I mean, you look at the top of the Forbes list, I don't see any of them in monogamy, you know, or polygamous relationships.
From what you know.
From what you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure they have it behind the scenes, but maybe that's on purpose.
Of course.
I mean, it's not even about it being on purpose. Everybody lives their life. Everybody's in life to experience what they want to live. You know what I'm saying? So if you make a certain amount of bread and you like this bitch, but yet you want to fuck this bitch, you could fuck both of them together because you got the bread for it and your confidence is there. You know what I'm saying? And you already build whatever you build with this bitch. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you just got to do what you got to do, man. If you want to live life like that, you live life like that. If you want to live life with one girl, then, you know, live life with one girl.
Yeah, I would just say worrying about what other people are doing in terms of their relationships, bro, isn't going to help the situation. If you want to become that person that has a monogamous relationship, that's on you. Or if you want to be polygamous, make it work. But you have to have the value and money to handle that scenario itself. So,
all right. Next caller. Thanks for calling into the show, brother.
Cool. All right, 1336.
All right, 1366.
1336.
Oh, 336, okay.
Hello?
What's up, man?
What's up, caller?
Hey, this is one of your fans calling from Cali, bro.
Hey, all right, you.
So
I got like two questions for you. I got two questions for you real quick. One would be for the ladies in the back. When do y'all know, and without saying vibes and shit, because I don't fuck with that word, how y'all know when y'all going to fuck a dude on first encounter?
Good question. Nina, you want to take it first?
Never do that.
Stop the cap.
Never do that. Just never, never, ever do that, ladies. It's going to lead to, like, a skeleton in the closet.
You got to at least feel the dick. Don't listen to her.
No, don't do that. He's not going to take you seriously. He already doesn't respect you. So if you take your clothes off on the first date, he's just going to block you.
Can I have a hat?
Huh?
I need a hat.
Captain Myron is in the house.
I got
Captain, Myron is in the house. Okay, fair enough. So have you ever, you've never hooked up with a guy on the first one, Nina, on the first night?
I love him on TV. Uh-oh, Michelle.
Uh-oh.
All right, caller, other question?
All right.
My second question was, I got this homie, right? And he don't think he in a relationship, like, but he let this girl basically do everything that a girlfriend would do without giving any sex, bro. And I be trying to put him on game, but, like, he don't listen to me. And, like, damn. I just need y'all to give him some advice. Like,
stupid.
You can't let no girl do this shit to you, for real, for real.
Bro, you can't. Like I said before, bro, you can't sit there and reason with blue pill guys, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to – unless, like, he's going to – a lot of guys are stuck in their ways, and they think – the thing about this, when it comes to being attractive and getting women, every guy thinks that they're attractive and can get girls, even if they haven't had sex in 2 years. Like, every dude really does think that he's a fucking woman's ladies' man. You know what I'm saying? Very few guys actually could look at themselves in the mirror and be like, damn, I actually suck at this. Maybe I should listen to someone else. Very few guys can actually do that. So – you know, a lot of guys think their method of getting girls is the best method, and they're going to be stuck on it unless they actually want to change. So there's no point, bro, like even trying to tell him, hey, bro, what you're doing is stupid, whatever it is. He's going to have to feel to burn himself and come trying to learn. That's why, like, earlier, y'all might be wondering, oh, why didn't you talk to Vegan Gains? I'm not going to, because I already know he's coming from his whole philosophy is already skewed, so I'm not even going to try to talk to him and reason about it because he's under the belief that women and men are the same, et cetera. You can't reason with these kinds of people. Obviously, you guys saw how it went when we were on Flagrant 2. You know, they're going to be stuck in their ways because they're going to look at reality from their perspective. Hey, well, I found a wife and I'm married. It was the first woman that I met. And look, I'm in a happy marriage. Well, that's not how it operates for everyone else, unfortunately. And when it comes to intersexual dynamics in women, every guy thinks that they have the solution when in reality, they really don't. You know what I'm saying? We give you guys a very loose principles to follow so that you can put yourself in the best position where you don't get finessed. We come at it from a more defensive angle. You know what I'm saying? Where you understand female nature and then you can adapt accordingly. So that's what it comes down to, bro. He ain't going to learn unless he wants to learn, and most of these guys don't want to learn. They're going to be stuck in their ways, and it is what it is.
Because they never got pussy before.
Yeah, they might not, yeah. Or they might not want to accept the uncomfortable truths about what it takes to actually be attractive.
And most guys either learn from experience of going through the bad shit first or looking for answers. So right now he's not looking for answers, so.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't reason with people that have a blue pill ideology from the beginning. It's absolutely pointless.
All right, caller.
Absolutely pointless.
Thank you. Appreciate
you.
You got a podcast. Chris, and
you're going to get your
hairline.
Yeah,
oh, shit. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Y'all saw us do it on Flagrant because obviously it made sense from a business perspective. But if it wasn't like that, I ain't going to go and just debate someone that's blue pill for no reason, bro. That's stupid.
All right, let's go with, 70990.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yep.
Hello.
Yo.
Oh shit. Okay. Wait. I'll make this really quick. I love y'all guys though, but I'll make this real quick, right? So y'all have like millionaires and successful people coming on your shows. I've seen successful people going on other people's podcasts, whatever, right? And when asked to what advice would they give to like like younger man who's trying to be like successful as well, the number one, you know, answer would be like stay out of a relationship, right? But I mean, what if you do find, you know, this one girl that's like just all the way traditional, you know, she gets on your program, you know, she's submissive as fuck, she follows you.
It doesn't matter. You don't take your foot off the gas, bro. It doesn't matter. Like, you're basically asking us for permission to become a bitch and, like, let her kind of come in and, you know, you acquiesce to her. No, you keep doing what you're doing. She comes in and compliments and doesn't change anything that you're already doing. If anything, she needs to enhance what you're doing. So if you're operating at 98%, she's coming in helping you operate at 102%. You don't change your course.
Yeah.
She's right there along on the ride.
She got to be a rider.
And look, if she's helping you along the ride, she'll stay to the very end. If she's the one, you know?
Definitely a rider.
So I want you to come at it from a whole other perspective. It's not about you changing and, oh, is she the right one, whatever. No, she's going to be right if she matches your mission and helps you excel.
Thanks.
Keyword is help. Doesn't detract. Most women are, I'm going to keep it 1,000 with you. Most girls are going to come into your life, bro, and just extract, and not provide any value back.
Let's go dinner. Let's go to lunch.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to do that fuck shit. And that's fine. You want to get some sex? You want to do that? Cool.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to do that long term and keep her around. Like, you got to add a girl that'd be... You got to make sure the woman is an asset and teach her how to become an asset.
Big fight.
So, I mean, pretty much, yeah, just kind of stay away from, you know, from that and just work, just grind.
If you can't focus, some guys can't focus if they got a girl in their life. I get it. If that's the case, then you might have to be a little bit more lightly. But if you can focus, right, and you got that discipline, bring her into your life and help her accentuate and make what you're doing better.
Passionate career first, and then have her help you as well. Obviously, spend quality time, but after you finish working on your projects, of course.
I'm going to say this right now. I'm probably going to get hit with some hate from some of the people in here. And I see some of you guys in here leaving hate comments, but y'all ain't calling in. Listen, all right? And I know I'm going to get hit with the fucking...
How dare you?
Yo, when you deal with a woman, you got to put her to work immediately. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. As soon as she comes into your life, you need to start tasking her with things right away. My college coach always used to say this, idle hands do the devil's work. If a woman comes into your life and she's not effectively helping you and starting to invest in you, it's a wrap, bro. Because if she comes in and she just extracts, and doesn't help you, well, she's going to feel like she can continue to do that. You need to make women invest first, bro. Like, that's the thing. A lot of you guys make the mistake and invest way too much up front as a guy. The woman needs to invest first, bro. Okay? Because they have the option. So you need them to telegraph more interest. Does that make sense? Because guys are already coming at you.
No, yeah.
So you don't want to be like all these other suckers. You need to be in a position where she comes into your life and you start extracting value from her first. That's how it operates with women. Women only respect something that they work for. I mean, that's just human nature in general. When it comes to intersexual dynamics with men and women, women only respect you if you put them to work first. Because most guys don't have the balls or the audacity to tell a baddie, hey, I need you to clean up the place. Or, hey, I need you to do this for me. I need you to do that for me. Most guys don't have the nuts to do that with a girl. They're just trying to not rock the boat, get laid, be agreeable, etc. Fuck that shit. Go against the grain. Listen, bitch, I know you're used to certain types of guys. It is what it is, but this is how it operates when you deal with me. And be prepared for her to potentially leave and be like, oh, you're an asshole. That's fine. The fact that you don't care makes you attractive. You know what I'm saying? That's the difference. That's what most guys cannot understand or grasp. When you don't give a fuck is when the girl wants to fuck. Keep that in mind.
You gotta get a little
fuck in there. That's some real shit, man.
Once in a while.
Can't telegraph it.
A little fuck. All right,
guys.
All right,
super
chat.
All right, let's move on.
All right,
brother.
Let's get this.
Super chat.
Let's post the hater on the line. One
hater?
Second. Yeah.
Yeah, let's bring him on. Sure.
Let's see.
Come on.
I have notes.
I'm ready.
And guys, make sure you're online.
This guy's
like
a tractor.
The
put
fucking
them to work
video.
On replays, of
yeah,
course.
We have 99
Yo, call it to the show, bro. All
right.
Like, you guys out here, like the...
7601.
Call it to the show.
Apparently you got some
hair. Yeah, yeah. You
What's
hear
up,
me?
What's up? We hear you.
What's up, man? So, I got something to say, you know what I'm saying? First off, I ain't a real hater, you know what I'm saying? I do got a criticism, but I fuck with you guys. I watch you guys every day. Let's say that for
right.
one.
What's your criticism?
This is what I got to say. My first thing is I want you guys to rate me. I'm going to tell you a list of things and just rate me, all right? Top percentage.
No, bro. What's your criticism?
Oh, what's my criticism?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is my criticism, right? Sure. I feel like, you know,
merch.
You guys have upgraded merch. Y'all studio. You guys have, yeah, merch. You guys upgrade y'all studio.
You guys, you know, Fresh, I see you with that Cuban and shit, that AP, you upgraded to shit. But I just feel like you guys haven't upgraded y'all women. You know what I'm saying? You guys bring these strippers from Miami, you know what I'm saying, that can't really challenge you guys on y'all points. And that's my only criticism. I watch you guys every day.
Oh, that's
and I
funny.
Feel like, you know, it's kind of an unfair fight. You feel what I'm saying? Because you guys don't bring intelligent women that can actually, like, make up points and that can actually challenge you guys on your points.
I mean, bro, if you watch the show every day, then you would know. We had, you know, a really smart girl on yesterday.
No,
from Albania.
You talking about that European girl? You talking about that European girl?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I've always said it, bro.
Well, I wouldn't call her. I wouldn't call her really. All I'm saying is I'm not trying to argue back. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying in general, you guys, 80% of the people you guys bring on your show are bimbos. Keep it real, man. You guys get these girls. You guys get these girls from the strip club. Bring them on. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, y'all really don't understand the process how it is to get here. Like, it's so simple. It's so simple to get on the show. Any bitch could get on the show. It doesn't have to be bimbo.
And that's my whole point.
Any bitch could come here, whether it's smart, not smart. Like, you make it seem like we got to sit here and do a whole interview to be on Fresh and Fit, my nigga. Literally, we had a profile. We look pretty. And we get on the show.
No, I've tried bringing on girls that are lawyers.
Well, we don't let everyone on IG. We've had to tell some girls, like, nah, fuck that. You can't.
I mean,
but I'm just saying.
Listen, that dumb bitch from yesterday, that black bitch from yesterday, bro, she should not have even been on the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like you got to vet the girls
though,
a little bit better.
But if you've been on the show, you notice that she tried to redeem herself and then she fucked herself up and even more.
Okay,
well,
but
her ass was crying. Her ass was crying because she couldn't take the heat. I fuck right, with that because
so,
I fuck with
Nina,
the whole entertainment and the drama.
I'm gonna answer the point.
Okay,
go ahead, Nina, and then I'll.
I've tried bringing on girls that are, you know, quote unquote smart. They're lawyers or they have a certain position of power that, you know, with a high IQ for a certain company. And first of all, they can't come on because of their work. It doesn't.
They can get fired.
They can get fired. And second of all, they're feminists and they think the same exact way as any dumb bimbo would think.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, Love Dorsey. You guys know about Love Dorsey. That's all I want to say. Y'all need to bring Love Dorsey on that show. She believes in y'all. She fucks with y'all. Love Dorsey. Y'all need to bring her on that show. Hey, and Fresh, this nigga look like a fucking black, my motherfucking black Jordan shoebox, nigga, coming to American Eddie Murphy looking ass. This nigga, hey, I fuck with you, Fresh. You my nigga, bro. This nigga, hey, I fuck with y'all so much, man. But, hey, listen, all I'm saying is, bro,
let me just address one thing. This is a very valid critique, and we've gotten it quite a bit about, hey, you know, you bring on girls that aren't smart or girls that are dumb or whatever. Here's the thing, bro. Let's keep it all the way 1,000, all right? If I brought on a bunch of Harvard-educated women that weren't the best looking or looked like fucking whales, y'all niggas would not give a fuck what they got to say. Just like, a broke dude that lives with his mom that's a bum that smokes weed every day, no one gives a fuck what he got to say. No one gives a shit what ugly women got to say.
I feel
so,
you. It's a balance.
And then the other thing, too, is, I don't know if you guys know, but a lot of the girls that we bring on are college educated, right? They have their own businesses. Right. They make a good amount of money, hence why they live in Miami in the first place. It's just that what I want you guys to understand is that younger, attractive women, the target demographic of what men are trying to actually get most of the time, on a balance of probabilities, think the way that you guys seen these women come on. So let's be honest. No one cares.
I just feel like you guys are in Miami, LA, New York. All of these are concentrated areas to where this isn't the majority of women.
Yo, let me finish, bro. Okay? So I'm telling you that the majority of women that we bring in are the target demographic of what guys are actually attracted to, between, you know, 18 to like 29, 30. Sometimes we bring girls over 30. That's fine. But a lot of these women do have careers. They're college educated, whatever. But I've always said it. Just because the hardware is different does not mean that the software is different. I need you to understand, bro, that women in the West in general think very similar, just like Nina just told you. A woman that's a lawyer versus a chick that works at a strip club, whatever, they're going to have certain ideals and belief systems that are indoctrinated into Western women in general, bro. So you can say, yo, y'all bring on a bunch of dumb chicks or whatever, but I'm telling you, when it comes to intersexual dynamics, a lot of girls are very unaware of these uncomfortable biological truths that we talk about on this podcast, regardless of their education. Because remember, a lot of chicks subscribe to the left. They subscribe to liberalism. They subscribe to the woke SJW narrative. That goes against the uncomfortable realities that we talk about here. So their education really doesn't make a difference, bro, because they still filter.
Well, I think when I say education,
it doesn't matter.
Just let me just say this one thing. When I do say education, there are different types of education. So I'm not specifically talking about education, college, degree. I'm talking about girls that can actually, with what you're talking about, challenge you on your ideas to where it's not an unfair fight. I'm not talking about education as far as college. I'm talking about education as far as the topics that you guys discuss. I'm talking about that. So I'm just talking. That's all I'm throwing out there. You know what I'm saying?
But someone who's been on the panel for a year now, like multiple times, many times, they do. It's just it feels like merch. You just merch. You can't win. It's never enough. Why don't you make your own show and do it yourself?
We've brought on girls that were super smart as well. Just that y'all don't watch episodes because it wasn't that entertaining. And it's funny because, like, y'all say you watch the show, but like, if you watch the show, we bring on a diverse panel of girls, lawyers, doctors, nurses, all this shit. And it's like, yo, they're coming, but they're not debating how you want them to debate.
And it's so funny.
I think what I'm talking about more is just maybe vetting the girls a little bit better, vetting them to make sure that the topics that you guys discuss. I've seen you guys bring girls on the show to where they don't even – it's not like they don't do no type of homework. They don't even know what kind of subjects you guys are going to talk about. Myron,
hey, bro,
I know all of your comebacks. You're talking about them.
Welcome to 22, bro. Dealing with modern day women in 2022, bro.
Yep.
Like, isn't even me. No, chill, Chris. Like, we ain't going to attack them. But the thing is this, bro. Like, from what you're saying right now, it's very obvious to me that I don't think you deal with a lot of, like, modern-day girls that are young and attractive in their youth. Bro, do you understand that a lot of these chicks, you can't tell them shit?
Yeah.
You literally can't tell them shit.
Okay,
they don't give a
fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling them what they need to hear to get the box. You already know.
Okay. So what do you think is going to happen when they come on the pod and we're just speaking facts that go against everything they've been told in their life? If you've been getting your ass kissed for 21 years, regardless of how poorly you behave, and then you come on some big YouTube podcast and dudes tell you, hey, listen, man, you're not really that special. She'll be like, what the fuck? And her instinct is going to be to argue with you, bro. Like, the real thing is, you want to know who the smart girls are 9 out of 10 times? It's the girls that stay silent, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Pay attention. There's always two or three girls on the panel that stay silent because you can't refute facts. Those are the smart ones that aren't going to necessarily argue. Because you got to remember, women aren't confrontational. I can't tell you how many times we've had girls on a pod. We'll sit there. We'll have a discussion. Two or three girls are vocal. But the rest of them are like, no, you guys, everything you guys said is 100% true. I just didn't want to speak up and say anything about it. I was just listening. Because
okay,
you got to understand,
fact.
Women are not – yo, let me finish, man. Women are not built to have confrontation like we are. So a lot of girls are just not going to want to rock the boat. They're on a random podcast. They might not know anybody on, whatever it is. They'll agree with us, but they'll agree in silence. I want you to also take this into account. Every time we bring a chick on, right, and she says some crazy shit and we kick her off, watch how the girls that are still on the pod talk about her. She was crazy. Wow, she was stupid. Wow, she's delusional. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no fear of repercussion. So you gotta look beyond just the arguing and look at what girls are not saying and look at the subtle body language, et cetera. That tells you more than them opening their mouth, bro.
Big fire.
You know what I'm saying? That's the truth.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But you're not looking at that. You're looking at it like, okay, which girl's going to come on and debate them and whatever? No, the smart ones actually shut the fuck up and listen. And then they tell us after the show, you guys are 100% right. I just don't want to step up and or say anything because you guys said it perfectly.
Yeah.
They don't want to start a fight.
Hey, that's a point that I didn't think about. So you're right. The smart girls are usually the quiet ones. That's a point I didn't think about, and I appreciate that. The last thing I could say is bring Love Dorsey on. Love Dorsey.
I don't know who that is, but we can look into it.
Yeah. All right, man.
We really do make an effort, man. You got to say
much love.
You want Hillary Clinton
right, man,
on,
and valid critique, bro. Valid critique.
All right.
Yeah, because I watch you guys every day, bro, and I'm just like, damn, it's an unfair fight. You know, Myron is hitting them with the facts, and they can't, you know.
I mean, bitches can't handle the heat, bro.
Yeah, the smart ones are silent, bro. Pay attention. On every panel, there's at least one or two girls that are dead silent. Don't say shit.
They're not arguing back.
All right, we got.
Yeah, nah, that's fact. That's fact.
All right, cool. Chris, you got these?
Yep, got it.
Because he was saying that you didn't get your chats.
No, it's only one nigga, man. Relax, man.
All right, these podcasters you've been on were pressing you, but you held your own and never got shook, which they were expecting. Nice. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
They're trying to knock us off the rails, bro, you know, name-calling and everything else like that. Khalif next door, Islam fixes all problems. Have a look into it. Quran, we will show them our signs and the horizons and within themselves until it becomes clear to them that it is the truth. Thank you very much, man. Shout out to you. Master Mark, paralysis from analysis. Thank you for today's lesson. The West equal money at 304s. Quality relationships in the East. Become a monk when the ship stops rocking. Peace and blessing. Okay. Right. And then Chris, really like the hey y'all sound, but we need to bring the hey Han Han from 6ix9ine. Okay.
Han Han.
Okay. And then we got Vladimir. Okay, this is from Burning Wolf. African immigrants are more motivated than black Americans in the USA. Nigerians regularly surpass black Americans' education economically, despite them being born and raised in the USA for centuries. Oh, shit. I didn't know that. Selorm Ganyo. Ghanaians do not claim that crazy girl. Shout out to Ghana, bro. And then we got, let's see here.
Node Savage Tony.
Icy Hot. Sheesh. Bing Bong. Next caller. Thank you so much for that, Node Savage. That woman that called was a whole hater. Hit that trap card button. Put some respect on FNF's name. All love here. Yeah, man. I mean, if you're going to make a bunch of allegations, let me at least explain the whole thing. But she ain't want to hear that, bro. David K., the smear campaign is always front page. The eventual retraction is page 8 in microtext. Ooh. Absolutely true, my friend. Absolutely true. Mizzou, if that lady proved anything just now, it's what y'all say. Different hardware, same software. While she spoke properly the whole time, it was the same rude, interrupting attitude as the one she thinks she's different from. That's actually very true. Damn. Okay. Mizzou seeing a little bit beyond there. And then we got, let's see here. She's so icy, is so hot, but not relationship material. Many thanks, FNF, for what you guys give. All right.
She's in the bathroom.
She went to the bathroom. So, ladies, we got a 360 spin, maybe at the end. Hey.
These are our Eric phone numbers.
Okay, these are all phone numbers here. Okay, guys, for some of you guys that called, that put your number in, don't worry. We made a note. Chris, I made a note of it. When are the Tate brothers coming back on the show? Also, Fresh, I see you are friends with SRT Live Shack. I think he would be a great guest on the show. Super motivational dude. Tate Brothers will be back here sometime, probably in the spring, hopefully.
Yeah.
And what about?
I met Shaq at a car show with DJ Envy. He's an awesome dude.
Yeah. Okay. $20 from Keem I Am. What is y'all's opinion on what is considered black? I see a lot of folks arguing that that Myron isn't black, but he's literally from Africa. Is it skin color or is it your family's origins? This shit's stupid. Bro, let me just break this down right now. You're never going to satisfy a lot of these people in the community, as our boy Coach Greg Adams says. They're going to always move the goalposts and say, oh, well, you're not really black, even though your parents are from Sudan, which is in Africa, and you were born in the United States, who are a literal definition of African-American. They're going to go ahead and keep switching the goalposts to fit a certain narrative so that I don't – oh, first it was, you're not black. Okay, well, my parents are Africa. Then it was, well, you weren't born here, and you're not really American. Well, actually, I was born here, and I was raised here. Okay, well, you know what? You speak Arabic, so therefore you cannot be black. Okay, really? English is my first language. Oh, well, you don't understand our struggle because you're not really black. Well, I was born and raised here, and I faced the same discrimination that you did because racist people don't give a fuck where you're from in Africa, stupid. But you see what I'm saying? They keep switching the goalposts. So the point is this. Here's the litmus test for people that don't have low IQ. If it was 1961 right now, I'd be in the color section with all you motherfuckers, all right? So we're all niggas in the eyes of the racist people or whatever it is. When I go in to put the race box, I got to check black, okay? So if you guys don't want to agree to that or you want to continuously change the fucking goalposts and say what is black, what isn't black, you guys are saying Fresh isn't black because he's from the Caribbean, whatever, go suck a fucking dick, bro. Because at the end of the day, if we live in the United States with you guys, we get the same discrimination. The difference is this. We don't fucking cry about it. We overcome it. We break the stereotypes on how we operate. We don't sit here and become victims and say, oh, my God, I'm being oppressed because I'm black. Listen, I was oppressed, too. I told y'all already my story. I was fucking Muslim, black. I have every excuse to cry. After 9/11, my parents got fucking attacked all over the place. My mom would cover her hair. Then on top of that, I was getting bullied at school. We killed her cousin, Saddam Hussein. Ha, ha, ha. You know what I'm saying? I'm going into grocery stores. They're looking at me like I'm going to steal. I got it from both ends. I could sit here and cry like all you fucking crybabies in the hater line as well. But I chose not to. I went to school. I made sure to speak properly, get educated, get a good job, ended up working for the feds as a fucking black Arab person, Muslim, okay? Broke the stereotype. And it is what it is. You can either cry about your situation or prove them fucking wrong. What are you going to do? Real talk, what the fuck are you going to do? A lot of you guys want to stay and cry, oh my God, I'm being oppressed. Cool, take the victim mindset and be a loser. But I'll tell you this, there's people out there that would kill to come to this fucking country. And a lot of you guys don't understand and or take advantage of the benefits you have. When I was an agent, I talked about this on the academics podcast. Guys, one of the crimes that I investigated was human smuggling. You know how many fucking dead people I saw trying to come to the United States, getting smuggled in the back of trunks of vehicles in 110-degree weather in South Texas? So many fucking people I've seen die to come here in the desert with coyotes, etc., getting eaten by lizards because they were trying to find a better life because Mexico or wherever they were coming from in South America. Sometimes people came from China. They came from the Middle East, etc. Took months to get to the Mexican border to try to cross in. They get finessed. They end up with no money. They're still trying to live that American dream. Families dead trying to come to the United States. And you motherfuckers are here crying, I'm oppressed. Shut the fuck up, man. That's the problem in the West. People don't count their blessings. They count the things that don't get them to where they want to be.
Big
all right?
I think, like, I want to say something about that. I think that people that are born and raised here and they are doing nothing with their life, that's so fucking dumb. You have all the opportunities.
All the resources.
All the resources. Yeah, there's so many fucking people coming from Mexico being killed, asking for money just to let their families go. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. You have to be proud and grateful for where you live in and your citizen. It's like...
And that goes for any race, whether you're Black, Chinese, Indian, whatever you are. If you live in the United States and you're an American citizen, you have no fucking excuse to be poor. And we talked about this in detail with Brandon Carter. You come from Venezuela, war-torn, like a torn country right now with a lot of issues. People are getting kidnapped. You're not even safe. Foreigners come here and make something of themselves. You're born here. You can't make something of yourself. Get the fuck out of here, bro. You could go ahead and cry about systematic racism or whatever it is. I'm not saying that there weren't injustices carried in the United States. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that even with all our, you know, faults and issues and our history, there's still people that are dying to come to this fucking country because at least here you have a goddamn shot. Other places, you can't even get clean water. You niggas are over here crying about, oh, my God, I'm being oppressed, while getting a welfare check, while living in government housing, while not having a job, while living off unemployment. A lot of you motherfuckers are crybabies, pussies, and soft. That's why
Thank
the average
you.
American doesn't have $1,000 in a fucking savings account. You guys are fat pieces of shit. You can't get a fucking bitch. No one respects you. You can't speak up when you speak. Fucking takes you serious. So you perpetuate the stereotype. But I'm choosing to not perpetuate that stereotype. I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. I'm not going to let race or some kind of victim mindset fuck me up and make me feel like a victim. I'm going to prove the stereotype wrong. So when I walk up to someone that might be a racist or might be biased, I shake his hand, look him dead in the eye. How are you? I'm fucking Amber. Nice to meet you. And he's going to look at me and be like, damn, this guy has his shit together. I don't give a fuck what his skin color is. Why don't you guys look at it from that perspective instead of crying about your situations? But you don't. And that's why the average American is mediocre. Fat, broke, no fucking job, getting made fun of, and you cry about your circumstances when there's motherfuckers dying right now on the Mexican border coming to the United States, and I saw it with my own two eyes. So that's why I don't pity none of you pussy-ass motherfuckers. So you know what? Here's the reality. If you're a loser, it's your fucking fault. If you're broke, it's your fucking fault. If you're fat, it's your fucking fault. Stop blaming the government. Stop blaming systematic racism. Stop blaming all this other fucking bullshit. Take some goddamn accountability for your inadequacies and self-improve, you motherfucking pussies, man. That's what I got to say. All right?
Suck
all right.
Suck my fucking dick, bro.
Fucking dick.
Because at the end of the day, it's your
fucking
life.
President.
Yeah.
You guys are out here sending me DMs saying colorists and all this other dumb shit. You motherfuckers
my
are out here trying
president.
To get some colors, a.k.a. the green. You're over here sending a random person DMs complaining, crying, all this bullshit about, oh, but you're racist, your color is da-da-da. Okay, asshole, the KKK exists. Am I going to sit there and go on their Instagram page and be like, y'all are colorists, y'all are assholes? They're not going to change their mind, nigga. You got to self-improve and do what you got to do. Why do you care about what other people do? You should be fucking focusing on yourself, making a business, making money, getting yourself in the gym, self-improving. People that are really killing it don't have fucking time to leave comments and send stupid-ass DMs to other people. That's not what winners do. Losers do that shit.
Yeah, and also the time you take to do all these things, right? There's immigrants coming here to the States that are taking your resources, using it for their betterment, and become millionaires. While you're sitting at home, going to work every
Eating
single day
shit.
For 40 years, you say, oh, my life was horrible, I regret it. Well, whose fault is that? So anything, man, you got a choice to make. Either you complain or you create. You got a choice to make.
Speaking of complaining, I had to ban somebody from the chat who actually watched our show for a long time, and lately he's been complaining and bitching and not leading by example. So, Mods, you know who he is. Chat, you know who he is. So, fuck
is
the
it,
nigga.
Is it BW?
Yep.
Yeah, I saw it too. I was like, bro, you wildin'.
Yeah, man. You tweaking, man.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Who's next on the line?
Let's see.
I hope some of you guys take that as motivation instead of looking at it as an attack.
You should. Yeah. As a motivation.
Let's finish these last.
Okay. Demo. $20, thank you so much. VDAX, $10, 4:30, I got to speak my mind, cool. 7190, hater on the line, you guys won't be able to refute what I'm going to say, sure. $20. Malaki Loki. Let's address the issue of Brittany Renner disrespect to FNF on her latest Instagram post. She's utilizing her platform and clout to start her own podcast, possibly
marketing
her business, your business model. Can't reason with a 304 like her.
Well, if you've seen the podcast, you will understand that it's just marketing.
Ogre Lineman 77. I didn't even see her Instagram post. I don't follow her, so I don't know.
I've seen it.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
MFers are hating because you came legally and did what they couldn't. Us American-born appreciate when you come legal and do the dream. Yeah, I was born in the United States, man. My parents came here legally in the 80s. Like I said, I talked about how my dad got robbed plenty of times. We're living in Brooklyn in the 80s and 90s. You know, it was a very dangerous place, much different than it is now with the gentrification. He was a cab driver, bro, and he worked his way up. And, you know, he drove a fucking cab with a broken leg when he got robbed one time. And that's what it is. And, you know, you got to – it's just amazing to me how people sit and cry living in a first-world country where you have water, government assistance, et cetera. And there's people out here that can't even get a fucking morsel of food, and we're over here crying. And it's amazing to me because most people don't have a passport. They've never left the United States. They're just stuck in their own environment. I want you – I really – for all you guys out here that are crying, I want you to get a passport and go to a poor-ass country. No, don't go to Tulum in Mexico. Don't go to Santo Domingo in Dominican Republic. Go to Nuevo Laredo, Mexico. How about that? Okay? Go to fucking –
Jamaica.
Go to Jamaica. You know, not the resort. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go to Thailand, not their vacation location. You know what I'm saying? Like, go to these places and see how people are really living. And then I promise you, you're going to come back to the United States to kiss the fucking airport ground. Because I remember in 2005, when I went to Egypt, it was fucking terrible. I was there for 3 months. I came back, I fucking kissed the ground, bro. And I said, never again. I'll never not appreciate the United States. And I remember that was the turning point for me in 2005. Made me realize all the blessings I had. That's when I was like, yo, victim mindset fucking done, bro. I see kids begging for food on the fucking street, don't even have clean water, etc. It changes you, man. And then I saw all the dead people trying to come here, all the dead immigrants, children, families, etc., getting eaten by fucking coyotes, trying to walk in the desert to make it here for the opportunity while you motherfuckers sit here and squander and cry. Go suck a fucking dick, man. Y'all niggas over here sending me DMs all about, oh, my God, you're a colorist. Oh, my God, you're stupid. Oh, everybody that has it like you, blah, blah, blah. Bro, I got it. I came up in a very poor neighborhood, poor family, didn't even speak a lick of English, and I made it. So if you were born here and you can't make it, you guys just take some accountability, bro.
Stupid.
No,
you're
fucking
stupid.
Yeah, man. You have no excuse to be poor as an able-bodied man in the United States, man. Real
right,
talk.
There you go. 5238. Sloan.
Yo, man.
Yo,
finally, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Yo, man. So to switch up the vibe a little bit, because I know you just had a whole TED talk on these bitch-ass niggas, you know what I'm saying, not taking advantage of the opportunities that they got here. But first off, I want to say I just became a Patreon member today.
Cool.
And,
welcome.
Look,
go ahead.
For all of you guys that is sitting here watching the free content on YouTube, the podcast is good. But let me just say this, man. Like, the stuff that they say on the podcast versus it's bullshit compared to what you're going to see on Patreon, man. Like, especially those who look at Byron as like the alpha and Fresh as the beta. If you want to see Fresh really unleash himself and like really see the sauce that's like with Fresh, please get on Patreon and see the sauce nuggets that Fresh has, because this man is like a hidden pimp, man. like y'all sleeping on Fresh, man. So please get on the Patreon, check this man out. And Icy, after Myron's done with you, man, I'm trying to put my thumb in that ass.
Y'all steady thinking me and Myron got something together. We got nothing going on, bro. Nothing. I don't even check on this nigga, bro. That's crazy.
All right.
Well, shit, man. I'm just go ahead and put my thumb in the ass.
You know what's crazy? I don't like nothing in my ass, homie. So me and you are disqualified.
Oh,
you know
shit.
What I'm saying? So, yeah.
All right. Fantastic. All right,
nothing in my ass.
Hey, thanks for the Patreon plug, man.
Yeah, no, thank you. I appreciate that greatly, bro. You didn't have to do that.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for calling into the show, and thanks for showing love. All right. We got a detractor. Come on. Let's get him on.
10.8? No, we don't.
What? What do you mean?
Oh, no, he caught already.
They're trolling. Like, this ain't going to hit, but they're not really hitting.
Yeah, he already caught already. 1028.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello? What's the caller?
Yo, shit, bro. It's been a lot, bro. I've been waiting for a long time. I'm going to get straight to it, bro. Myron. Yo, I remember on one of your shows, bro, you said that if you was to marry a girl, right, she has to be your skin tone or lighter. Is that true?
Nigga, that's his preference.
I mean, I don't recall, man. It's...
Of course you don't. But you... hold on. I've been watching the show for a while, bro. Mm-hmm. And I notice whenever someone hits you with something you don't like, you say you don't recall. Like...
You watch it too much.
I noticed this a lot,
bro. If I ask you, hey man, hey, what is it true that you said this exact thing several months ago? Whatever. I mean, would you be able to tell me? Hey, yeah, 100%.
Nah,
yeah,
y'all I mean, know, but it's your preference, right?
I'll potentially say. Does that mean that if I find a chick that's darker than me that meets all my requirements and is attractive that I won't like take her serious? That doesn't mean that, bro. But I'm saying, in general, my preference is I like girls that are my skin tone or lighter, but that doesn't necessarily disqualify other girls from that potential.
Oh, really? So you'll marry and have kids with a girl that's darker than you?
Who knows, man? If the right one comes along, she meets my requirements, is she bad? Yeah.
Yeah, he'll definitely
be darker. You fucking capping, bro.
Color. Why are you so worried about what me and Myron want to fix him, bro? That's just weird to me. Like, bro, like, if you got preference, I'm going to say, oh, you shouldn't do that. Nigga, we do whatever we want to do. It's like, what's the big deal?
I'm not saying you can't do what you want to do, bro. But I just want y'all to acknowledge the fact that y'all color is, like, y'all niggas
fuck?
So big, bro.
Nigga, he just said he don't mind dabbling in the dark,
hold on.
Bro.
We ain't going to berate him. How are we colorists, please?
Please tell us. Please.
Look, bro. You know the definition of colorism. I'm gonna use your tactic on you, bro. What's the definition of colorism?
You're the one making the accusations. So
you tell
me.
I want to know if you know it, bro. Because
you're the one
you know it.
Thank
you,
my man. So you tell us because here's the thing.
People change
it all the time, bro. People change it all the time.
Look. I want you to go on Google, bro. Tell Chris to pull the definition up and read it out, bro.
Yo, I don't know who you think you are, bro, but you're calling into our show. You're the one making the accusation, so therefore you must be the one to substantiate the accusation, my friend.
Oh,
that's
nah,
the way it
works. Look.
Come on, bro.
That's the way it works.
Come on,
bro. You're going to make an accusation. We're giving you the platform.
No,
substantiate it. How are we colors?
Hold on, look. I don't want you to say I'm making shit up, bro. Like, I want you to see it for yourself right in front of you. I don't want you to say I'm changing shit to fit my narrative or whatever.
I don't have any preference is colorism. I want you to answer that question. How having preference is colorism? Answer that question right now.
Here's the thing.
Hold on.
I'm just going to keep it nice and simple, bro. If you're going to go in and make an accusation on someone, you got to come with the facts, bro. Tell me what video I said that on, at what timestamp, and then tell me how are we colorists. You can't make an accusation and then come and tell us, oh, well, I need you to prove that you're a colorist to me. Like, what the hell? No, you're making an accusation, therefore you must substantiate it. Please tell me.
No, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. I said I want to make sure you know the definition of it, so when I hit you with my argument,
you're the one that called me a colorist, so therefore it's on you to substantiate your claim, period.
That's
the way it works, my
friend.
I'll
tell you the definition, bro. I'll tell you the definition of colorism. Colorism is the discrimination against a person based off their skin color. Usually against darker skin colors. So would you say that you discriminate against specific people because of their skin color?
Bro, are you serious right now? Is that a real question? Bro, you do realize, right, if we were colorists, there'd no be no brown or dark skin girls on the show. Even that being said, we are dark ourselves. Are you thinking straight right now, bro?
Stupid.
Are you even thinking about...
Hold on. Yo, are you trying to tell me... Now, because you're dark, you can't be colorist. Are you trying to tell me that?
I'm trying to say.
Is that what you're
talking about?
Nah,
sure, on the channel.
Mine. I want you to talk, because first I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Yo, bro, look.
I need you to tell me you sound a little crazy right now.
He came from the shade room.
You trying to tell me that because you dark, you can't be colorist? If that's not the most nonsense
thing
I've ever heard in my life, man.
I am saying, look at what
you're
saying. Look what we do every single day.
If we were colorists, as you claim, we would not have women of all different shades and colors coming on the show. What we do as far
nigga,
as
that
we,
don't matter because y'all cause benefit from them,
are you
right?
Finish?
Y'all make
are you
money from having them on the fucking show, but that don't matter.
You let me finish?
Okay, so what you got to say?
Are you gonna let me? Are you gonna let me finish? Or do you? Or do you have something
I
else? Want?
No.
Then I'm gonna finish my point. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. You benefit from bringing those girls on the show. It doesn't fucking matter that y'all bring them on your show. Because y'all don't fuck with them after the fucking show, bro. They come on the show, and then that's it. Or if you do bring them back, bro, it's like it's a mutual benefit. It's not like you really fuck with them or, like, y'all see them on a day-to-day basis or whatever the fuck. Like, you can't use that argument to say you're not a colorist, bro, because you benefit. You make money off of that. That's your content, bro.
Hold on. Let me, because this is how asinine your argument is right now. First, it's your colorist. You discriminate against them. Then we tell you, well, no, we don't. We actually bring them on the show, give them a platform. They get a lot of benefits from coming on here. And on top of that, you don't necessarily know what we're doing off show hours with these girls.
Exactly.
A lot of these women we built personal relationships with,
yeah.
And we know personally, and
Hello,
we
gems.
Hang out with them, bring them out to dinner, do shit, whatever it may be. So you might not be privy to that, but you just see the show. So first it was discrimination. Then I say, no, we actually hang out with them, give them benefits, et cetera. Now you're saying, oh, well, you're just doing it because you're benefiting, and it's a mutual benefit. Okay, well, we hang out with them and their friends as well. Now you want to say, oh, well, you're not fucking them because you don't want to date them. And it's like, bro, at some point, you got to draw the line, and now you're just starting to reach. That's really what it comes down to, because you keep shifting the goalposts. We don't discriminate against black women because they're clearly on the show, so that argument is defeated. We've dated black girls in the past. Your argument is defeated. Now you're trying to sit around and say that we're colorists when, in reality, with all due respect, we don't fucking owe you an explanation of what kind of color girls that we want to stick our dick in, because when it comes to sexual preference, that's different than you said, oh, you're discriminating against them. Bro, why is it that when a man has preferences and standards or what he wants, it's considered discrimination? But when if a woman were to say, hey, I don't want no dark guy, I want a lighter skinned guy, or I only like white men, I don't like black men, no one bat an eye. But if we say something like that, SJWs and fucking white knights like you, turn your fucking cape on, turn it to fucking Batman, swing in, be like, oh, I'm here to rescue you. Let me tell you what's going on here. Like, bro, get the fuck out of here with that, man. You sound like a clown.
All right, bro. All right, bro. Nah,
you keep moving the goalposts. You keep moving the goalposts.
Nah, look, you assuming this here, bro. I don't think it's good on the girl side.
You don't know what you're talking about, homie. You don't know the colorism bullshit.
It doesn't matter what you say.
It doesn't matter what you say.
Get the fuck out of here, man. They keep moving the goalposts, bro. If we're discriminating against them, you know how many girls we've given crazy opportunities that are of darker skin that have come on the pod that you guys don't even see what they've gotten benefits from?
Look at Flow Jams.
What are y'all talking about?
It's like, you guys only pick and choose what you
want
to see.
Shout out to her.
But even after the show, we might go on dates with them. You don't know what we do after the show. So it's like, bro, like,
yeah, I mean, we support them and things like that. So
yeah, you guys go see behind the scenes the things
and
we're doing
for
the
show. And take care of them and protect them, too. Because when you're with these guys, like, they really take care of you.
Yeah.
Like, they're very nice guys. And
don't say that because they're assholes.
Did you want to say something? I had to address him because he was addressing me.
Bo, personally, what they stick their dick in should not be none of y'all fucking business, my nigga.
Fact.
Whether they like white bitches, whether they like Latina bitches, whether they like black bitches, it's none of y'all fucking business, bro. So at the end of the day, how the panel goes, you can make your own YouTube channel. She can make her own YouTube channel. She can make her own YouTube channel. Y'all making it seem like we're actually on TV type shit. Like, bro, anybody could do this. It's all up to you what you want to do with your life. So if you're going to be mad at somebody and their opinion and how they feel about things, bro, you got some serious personal issues within yourself.
Cool.
That's it.
All right, next caller.
3409.
3409. Yo, this is fucking fun though. This is a great time.
It's amazing. It's great content, but it's like, bro, to what extent that it's like you really think that I'm getting paid to say the shit that I want to say? No, this is how I feel.
Thanks.
What's up, man? Yo, and guys, like the video, especially because I'm losing hair follicles with people that keep switching the posts on here. And
my wig is about to fall off with y'all.
Like the video, guys. We got only 3.4K likes right now. Get us up to at least 5,000 supporters because the haters are coming, as you guys can see. What's up, caller? How are you?
This nigga got a cold, my man.
Let's move on to the next caller.
This nigga's minding some cold right now.
Next caller.
All right. Let's go with 3465.
3465. Welcome to Fresh Air Podcast. After Hours Edition.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
What's up, man? What's up? Guys, like the video. 3.5K likes. Get us a 4.
Not bad.
But
before I say anything, I have to say, there's a Haitian dude in the back. Is he still there?
Yeah.
He's still here.
Big Mo.
Still here, bro.
Tell my son I said, sac passe, not boule.
Sac passe, not boule.
Exactly, man. Yeah, how you teaching me? Yes. Un con bagayo deja. Facts.
Oui, un connaît ça, oui.
Now my eyes is to YouTube live.
Okay, okay.
Enough
of that hate shit. Y'all need to speak English.
Go grab an Airbnb.
Nah, but nah, I didn't even have much to say. Actually, I just wanted to make sure everybody knew I was Haitian. This is actually Brooklyn back on the phone. I'm going to let somebody else get that. That's it.
Okay. Hey, yeah, the bitches ain't putting milk in your cereal, my guy.
New York.
Fuck them.
Nah, they're still not doing that. Okay, good night, guys.
Thanks for calling in again, bro.
2324.
All right, 2324.
Oh, what's up, you guys?
Yo.
Hey, yo.
Shit. But nah, I just got something for the ladies and Fresh and a few people on the cat on the pod. Fresh, my dude. Mm-hmm. How many chinchillas did you kill to make what the hell you wearing? Because you look like Mighty Joe Young, my guy.
Velvet. Listen, it's not fur. It's velvet.
It's big pimping over here. You feel me? Pushing peas over here.
Pushing peas. I was about to say. Pushing peas.
It's very interesting on the story that you guys tell about how crazy some of these guys are. You guys down to spare a few stories if you can. And after this, Chris, I got a question for you.
All right, cool.
All right, we'll turn it to ladies. So you want the craziest story of dealing with men?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and tell us a creeper story that you guys might have. Who wants to kick it off? Ms. Venezuela? Nina?
Okay, I already told the story, but this guy basically created a fake account to put himself on. You know what I mean? Like, he created this fake account, and in this fake account, best friend, right? And he was saying nice things about himself, like, oh, he's so-and-so is a great guy, and in the past he did this and that for me, and you can really trust him, and he's amazing. But it was actually him. You know what I mean?
So he tried to make himself look good to you through another person's account, but it's really him the whole time.
It was him the whole time.
Damn, that nigga's smart.
Oh, shit.
Nigga, he's his ultimate wingman.
Fuck that shit. He was doing 2 points at once.
You?
Okay.
Me? Well, I'm going to tell something that happened to me today, actually.
Oh, okay. Nice and fresh. Let's go.
Right, here it is.
So, months ago, I was seeing this guy. We hooked up, and since then,
Shut up, Fresh. Go on with your story.
All right.
Tell who it is.
So since then, we Snapchat, whatever, but I stopped talking to him because I wasn't really feeling it. So after months, he blocked me on Snapchat. Then after months, he DM'd me. Well, today, he DM'd me, and he said, why we didn't, like, hang out again? And I said, like, well, because I wasn't feeling it, and, like, it's when I want, not when you want. So he was like, oh, well, I was feeling a little nervous that day that I saw you. And I also wanted to see you more. And, like, he also said, like,
oh, when I saw you on Fresh and Fit, I was so disappointed. And I was like, no.
Okay.
What? I got you.
Well,
yeah, and I was like, well, it's my life, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then he was like, oh, well, I thought that you didn't like me. And I literally told him, like, well, that's it. I don't like you. That's what I thought. Hanging out with you. And then he was like, no, you have to stop going to that podcast because it's so ridiculous and blah, blah, blah. And
like
I just ghost him.
And now you're here.
Damn.
And I'm here.
But did he call us colorists as well? Stop going over there.
Hey,
guys,
I guess between these two ladies, the craziest shit that a nigga ever has done to me, that was the question, right? Okay. I was a nigga's cover-up. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So how can I say this? He tried to play like he was straight. He had me as his girlfriend for like a year and a half. I had a child. It wasn't his. It is what it is. And yeah, he was gay the whole entire time, getting dick in the ass. And you know what I'm saying? That to me felt very uncomfortable because at the end of the day, if I'm somebody's female and I'm giving you my energy and we're building whatever the fuck we're building and whatever our plans were, you know what I'm saying? I don't think you should be getting dick from the ass. You know what I'm saying? I think you should be getting pussy from me.
Yeah.
But, you know, so yeah.
So she felt betrayed.
I felt super betrayed.
Yeah, and she stabbed him.
Oh,
yeah.
No, listen. I'm going to be real. Let me clarify all
just
this.
Say the, play for the other team, by the
no,
way.
Listen.
We're on YouTube. We're on YouTube.
I know.
Clean.
I'm going to keep it as clean as possible. He was staying with me at my mother's house. So the fact that you disrespected me in my mother's house and playing around with another nigga, you understand what I'm saying?
He's a bum.
Not even about the fact that he's a bum, because, you know, it was the child that was in the middle, but it's the simple fact that, yo, I gave you my all. You claim that you gave me your all, but in reality, this is what you're doing when you're missing away from me. You know what I'm saying? I like truth and honesty. If you're dealing around with another bitch and the bitch could add on value to us, then cool. But bro, you know what
I'm
saying?
How did you find out?
How did I find out? He fell. Okay, he was away for 16 hours of the day, right?
16?
16 hours.
So he was claiming he was working.
Yeah.
Just to put this in
trapping.
Perspective.
Trapping. No, I'm a quote, trapping, because that's what he was doing.
Back.
Trapping. Okay, trapping. Okay.
He was a booty bandit.
She knows how to pick him.
He's a booty bandit.
Allegedly.
Shut up, because we had a business in the beginning, but then it failed when I was pregnant. So he was trapping. 16 hours gone. He never did that. The most he'll be gone is be like 8 hours, 9 hours, you know? Like, I was used to his schedule. This day was specifically, he regular. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, Chris, can you mute his mic in the back? Cause it.
Yeah. What is that?
Yeah, bro, we're going to mute your phone because it's making a lot of ambient noise.
Oh.
No, we'll, go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? I just felt weird. Like, that day specifically just felt so fucking off. So he fell asleep the moment he came home. I cooked dinner and everything. He didn't even want to eat it. Mind you, he always bitches about me not cooking dinner. And it's like, I cooked dinner and you ain't want to eat it. You know, that already was like the little question mark. Like, why wouldn't you eat? You just went straight to sleep. Why would a nigga go straight to sleep after you just came in through the crib after 16 hours of work? Like, it was just so many questions running through my mind. You know what I'm saying?
But I get what you're saying.
No. You could be tired. Cool. But it's like, why tell me to cook? And then I cook it, and then you don't eat it. You know what I'm saying? That right there is like,
hey, it's something else.
Why make me waste food?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Booty bandit. Not that there's anything wrong with that, by the way, guys.
Amen.
Shout out to all those guys.
Listen, you could be whatever you want to be, bro.
Yep.
But
this
at
one.
The end of the day, if you're completely honest with somebody, if you got somebody riding by you, by your side, you should be 100% transparent, communication. Everything.
Wait, but did he know that the kid was not his?
We didn't find out about this till later on, but that's another case that I really don't want to talk about.
But
okay.
All right.
No, because No. I get that, but that's a little bit too personal for people to know.
But the
I'm telling you, we could talk about that off camera, but
people
don't need to know about that.
Okay.
All right.
No, I'm just trying to get an idea.
Yeah, but the kid not being his, that the timeline, how it played out, it's not for that. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm just trying to understand how much of a cover-up you were.
Like, who, me? No, listen, he knew I was... Listen, no, whoa. I was having my fun before I got with him. Then we got together. We was making our business, and then we just together after that one day. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you ever fuck somebody, and then after you fuck somebody, you just stayed with them after that one day? Yes or no? Yes or no? It's
no.
A yes or no question.
No.
Then I don't know what the fuck you are. I don't know what the fuck you are. But that's what the fuck I was on. Me and him fucked. After the first fuck, me and him stayed together for a whole year and a half, whether he was undercover or not. You understand what I'm saying? We had our
maybe
own
because he
way.
Needed a place to stay.
No, but before he even stayed with me, that's the part that, like, you're getting fucked up because he had his own place. You understand what I'm saying? We chose to live together after me being 5 months pregnant. Mm. You understand what I'm saying?
All right.
Get it?
All right.
So we could talk about this story after. People don't need to know about this.
All right, caller.
All right, caller, you got a lot there.
I need a fucking team.
All right, Chris, so I heard you be playing the games, man. What's up with this smoking some COD?
Hey, Call of Duty? Which one? Warzone or what?
You pick.
Hey,
you pick, nigga.
Hey, fuck Warzone, but hey, I play with your ass, man. Join me on Twitch.
What, you play with his ass? Nigga,
no, I mean,
pause, nigga.
Anyways, yo, so,
whoa.
Fresh. Hey, Charge, Chinchilla. So, just one of my games, I play Fortnite. COD Mobile, I do play COD Mobile, so let's make it happen. Are you on Discord?
Yeah, I'm on Discord and I'm on Twitch. I'll shoot you a DM and everything on your social.
All right, fam, thank you.
You keep up to Chris talking to you later. Hey, man, he's behind you. All right. Who's up next?
Let's see.
Chris, reach the chat, bro, because people are waiting, no?
One sec. Yeah.
No, but he's been putting them on.
Yeah. I've been Omega 4.
In the chat talking.
Right here. Look, who's talking? Fresh. Look, listen. At the end of the day, niggas are talking shit in the chat. This is what it is. Fuck them. Terry Hung.
They mean fuck them to the haters is what.
Yeah,
saying,
to the haters.
Not the out chat niggas
that
rock with us. He's talking about the haters.
Look, the real niggas know me, so it's fine.
Okay. That's for the haters. Terry Hung would like to talk about me being an Asian father of two daughters with a high value wife. Okay. Sam Farrell. The West is so backwards where women stop wearing makeup around their man but continue for the public. Everywhere else, it's the opposite. You're supposed to continue attracting your man, not strangers. Fair enough. We got a question. Okay, so I see a bunch of phone numbers here in the chat as well. Okay, there is no right 3-girl minimum all the time. Options make women dispensable. She says no. You go to the next one, and they need to know you have options. Facts, bro. I've been saying that forever, but when I said that at Flagrant, they looked at me like I was crazy. Omar L. Damn it. I can't pronounce it. I'm just going to say Omar. No one can argue with facts and logic, my dude. Facts. Gabriela has a super cute smile with those dimples and a cool personality. I'm wondering if she's a fan of fellow Venezuelan Jose Altuve.
I'm not a fan, but I know who he is.
Okay. Hold on. I'm a chef, but my boy owns our Irish pub. We come into Miami this week. What restaurant should we hit up for chef quality food? I've been watching since 40K. Love to all seven of y'all making the show amazing. I'm 33. Needed this when I was 17. This is a public service. And that's from Broccoli. 2K6 Press, you'll be doing
Carbone,
a fine dining, so you tell me.
Carbone, Komodo, you also got Novikov, you also have Castatua, and lastly, Tacoology. There you go, my friend.
Yeah, okay.
Tacoology sucks.
Nina!
It's evil.
It is a little afraid, I ain't gonna lie. Yana G, $20. Myron, let's stop giving all this race talk oxygen. I think I speak for the FNF fam when I say it's getting pretty exhausting, especially since we subscribers are from all over the world.
Yeah,
and that, I'll tell you this, man, it's funny because a lot of our subscribers from all over the world kind of see how low IQ a lot of people are because they're from different parts of the world and they see like, yo, y'all live in one of the best countries. You guys still talking about this, complaining about situations? Like, bro.
Yeah, this is not a race podcast, man.
It's not.
Yeah,
but
so.
People have been trying to make it that, you know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, we just keep getting dragged into it, which is kind of funny because here's the thing. If they make an accusation like yesterday with Bobby Shmurda, the girl before, let them say whatever they got to say because here's the beauty of it. These girls come on the pod, and they want to try to be the voice of the detractors or voice for
the
people that are oppressed.
The truth.
What comes on? They make themselves look very
stupid.
They can't articulate a point, talking out of emotion, acting crazy, starting fights on the shit. It doesn't, you know, sometimes when your opponent is speaking and hurting themselves, you got to let them just talk. and show their stupidity, which happened quite a few times the past 2 nights, and even with some of these people that called in. They couldn't substantiate their point. Hey, do you even watch the podcast? No, you already lost. Conversation over.
And it made for great content, too. So,
it's only, hey, do you have evidence or research? No.
It shows you how low IQ many people are, guys. Real talk. Untapped mindset. Shout out to the crew. Y'all help fatherless young men who grew up with single mothers get an RP perspective on how the world operates today and how men are supposed to perform in society to become their best selves. Much love. Thank you. King S, $20. Spit. Thank you. Crabs in a bucket. Victim mindset. Low expectation bigotry. Scratch these SJWs and you find a bigot. Prime example, the caller who started dissing IC based on her life choices. I got to select the name y'all can pronounce. Ukami no case. Thank you so much. Right. Good luck with your first video next Friday, IC. And that's from Keys Primetime. Mr. Dr. Amazing, been out of the country one time, and Myron was completely right about appreciating coming back to the United States. Was in my own bubble until then. Saw the world different from that point. Make sure to hit the like. Yeah, guys, do me a favor. Bruh. Like that video. We don't even got 4K bruh. Likes. Get us some 4K, guys.
We live in New York and Jersey. I appreciate Miami so much more now.
Yeah, just stay in the same country. DB, if I prefer women with good hygiene, perky breasts, and perhaps I have a preference for tall women, by the colorist accuser's logic, I'm a hygienist, a breasticist, and a female hygienist. Shame on me. Shout out to FNFM. Exactly, guys. Back, when you man. Actually take the logic, their same logic implied to them, it's asinine.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? And not only that, there is no logic. And then on top of that, you can't appease them. See how we kept moving the goalposts? Oh, you discriminate. We have them on the show. Oh, well, you don't hang out with them outside of that. We actually do. We help them out. Oh, well, you don't fuck them. It's like, okay, bro. It's going to get to a point where it's like, you're not hanging out with them and thumb wrestling with them every single day. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? Wes, $20. I think that a key point people are missing is that all people have the right to exercise a certain amount of discrimination when it comes to something as personal as sexual preference and who your kid's mother is. Absolutely. I am the Warner. Is it me or does Icy look like the sloth from Ice Age? Pull up the picture, Chris. Ha ha ha.
I really
oh,
do.
Shit.
I really do.
What the fuck? Is that already?
Oh, no. No, wait. Pull the video. That'd be like, does anybody love me?
Oh,
that's my fucking video.
Yeah, yeah. So fast. Is it just no?
That's
Andrew
how I
Apollo
feel.
Apple trolling. Okay.
Yeah, right here.
I'm a fatist and a characterist. I don't want fattest. I don't want fat girls and bad behavior. It's ridiculous that preference has now become discrimination. This is a generation of stupidity, sensitivity, equal poverty. We're surrounded by stupidity.
Yep.
Facts. Yanni G. Myron, let's stop. Oh, read that one before. Thank you so much. And then Yanni G again. I think this podcast has become too politicized and it's distracting you from the message and goal of this podcast. We need to get back to having shows like the one with ACK and No Jumper, conspiracy theories, and so on. Watch the daytime shows, Yana.
Yeah.
Watch the daytime shows. That's what we talk about, bro. We literally just did an episode on, getting girls in Columbia. Watch the daytime shows, bro. Those are very focused in everything else. But you got to remember, bro, when you do it live and you have 10 different girls at the table, it could go anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Which I guess is kind of the fun and the negative of it. Feral Vibes. While how many content creators watch clips and sling negative opinions on a Fresh Fit with zero context, looking at Hassan Piker for 2 hours on Twitch calling out FNF but defends himself when people clip him out of context. Can't make this up.
Yeah, there you go.
It is what it is. We don't care what he thinks, bro. All
right. Let's get a few more calls then.
It's just like two, three more calls.
I don't even know. I didn't even know who that dude was until like 2 days ago.
All right. 8454, official Contras.
Contrast. What's up, man?
What's up, fam?
Hey, I'm in there.
What's up?
Hey, I just want to say I'm having a good time watching the show like I did last time, as always.
Thank you.
I got a lot. I don't want to go too deep into it, but the whole white knight simp thing, my father is a stepdad who had a kid who isn't his, but he raised two other kids who were his. And we took him into the family as our own, you know, like he's our bigger brother. So we just loved him as he was.
Uh-huh.
But I wonder about my dad, if he, only could get my mom because he was in the situation he was in. Like he thought, like, why would my dad take my mother? Anyway, not like that. She had a kid. He was probably smart enough. Even his own family was telling him like, she has a kid already. Like, why are you going to go with her? There's that other girl down the block who, oh, I'm rambling. But anyway, I don't want anyone to know who the hell I am. But
I got a question for you. What's the problem with a woman with experience? Like, especially with one kid. Let's say like that one kid is like a mistake. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody got their mistakes. So what's the problem with that? Like, I just want to know, like, what's really the problem with that?
I don't think he was a mistake. She actually chose to have him. Like they were trying to get an abortion and everything. The other guy was like,
okay, so that was a mistake. They was trying to get an abortion then, Papa.
Well, no, it was from another dad. So the other dad was like, you got to get rid of this kid. And she ended up having him. And then my dad fell in love with the kid. And anyway, it's just the white knight thing.
What's
my dad's dead.
He
ended up passing away 2 years ago. No sob story. I got to live with it. But that's why I found Fresh and Fit. That's what I wanted to say the first night. I love you guys. I'm not trying to keep it too long. But I think there's an audience of guys who, who are me, like 30. I'm in the 30 range. And, times are changing now where we got to realize, you know, you either man up or you fall into this, like, weak-ass category of just, like, I'm going to let everybody else tell me what to do instead of taking charge of my own shit. And I work at a job making $500 a week.
Real quick. Those of you that are on the phone line, the 60 seconds, don't worry if you're on the line.
Yep.
You're good. Just make sure you call in right now before the thing ends. Okay, guys? So if you want to get on the show, please stop.
Keep going. Gabriella, you're great. Peace. I love you guys.
I appreciate it, man, but we didn't get to address your question.
No,
okay.
He's
already gone. All right. All right, guys, if you want to call on the show, 515-605-9740. I was actually going to – I had something that I want to tell him about as far as, like
– Well, tell him.
Well,
he's still listening.
He wasn't very clear in what he was trying to articulate, so I was trying to – I was trying to, like, make sure I had it right before I give an answer, but
– All
right,
Congress.
Terry Hung? Yeah. 515-605-9740. 10 seconds. Call in now so you can get in. If you get in the queue, you're good.
It's already too late.
No, it's not.
I mean, for the callers who haven't called yet.
No, it's not, bro. Put the number up.
It's already up. Hold on. One second. Because – Let's see.
515-605-9740. 515-605-9740.
Yeah, Mo.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
all right, cool.
All right, 4242, Jay Martin.
Go ahead.
And Terry Hung, you're not online, so.
Caller?
Jay Martin.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
What's up, man?
What's going on, Walter, Myron? How y'all doing?
Yep. What's up, man? What's your comment, question, concern, or criticism?
I'm just real triggered by your podcast.
Okay. Fair enough. All right.
I'm kidding,
have you
man.
Watched all the videos?
I've watched all of them. Come on. Y'all know me. I donate all the time. I'm just messing with you.
Oh, I just want to know. want to know.
He's fucking around. All right. No, man. What's up, bro?
No, I'm really intrigued by Icy.
Okay. You got something you want to tell her?
What's that?
I just want to ask her. Just want to ask her a question. Are you a gouger? Are you a gouger or a slasher?
What do you mean by that?
Knife.
What?
I'm asking about your knife work.
Okay, look. The situation that happened was because I was emotionally, like, I wasn't able to control my emotions at the moment.
Answer the question. Are you a gouger or a slasher?
I'm none of that.
Okay.
She's a stabber. She's
no, I'm not a stabber neither because I won't stab the next nigga I'm in the relationship with. You know what I'm saying? I have my tolerance. I know what I could deal with and not deal with. I'm not going to be that character that I was before.
Yeah, I mean, the reason I'm asking is because I got stabbed a couple years ago in an altercation. I was hit on the left.
In a position that you need to be stabbed? Let's be real. Let's be real. Did you do something for her to stab you? What you did?
Well, it was a man.
I
want to
know what
well, it
you
was
did.
A man. Okay. Well, it was a man, first of all. So it was an altercation, and I got stabbed in the left side. It bounced off my rib. And I'm just wondering, you know, if you're a slasher, then I think I could handle that, you know, as long as you didn't go towards the equipment.
I mean, honestly, I stabbed my ex's arm, and that's the only thing I stabbed because I was forced by my mother's gate. I had to bust through her gate to stab him, if that makes any sense. So I don't know what I am. But in real retrospect, I would not put a knife to anybody ever again. So there's that.
Yeah, I mean, I was just kidding with you. I didn't mean to open up this Pandora box.
Okay, you're just trying to make jokes. Okay, cool. But no.
Hey, I appreciate y'all's podcast, though, man. Y'all do great work. Myron, you're a logistician. You take on all these folks. They're talking about women. Smart. I don't know what that means, but, yeah, y'all do good work, man. I appreciate your work.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. And don't worry, bro. You'll be able to find that girl that will give you that.
Get over here!
And give you that shame. You're going to find her.
You got a stabbing fetish, bro?
He probably does. The same.
No, man. I was joking.
All right. Fantastic, bro. Yo, thank you for supporting and thanks for calling into the show.
Appreciate it.
All right. Who's up next?
7267.
And, yo, guys, do me a favor. Like the video.
Hey, yo.
Welcome to the podcast.
What's
up, man?
Yo, what's good? So I got a question. First off, why don't you guys have a stay over there button yet?
Okay, we need to get one.
Pretty good.
We need to get one. That's a good idea.
Number two, did you guys roast Brittany Renner or what? Because I watched your a little segment on YouTube, and
no,
when you were asking her questions. Oh, see, that's weird because I was watching the little podcast segment and. She kept deflecting the question. You're like, so tell me about.
You gotta watch. You gotta watch the whole pod, my friend.
Oh man,
the clips don't do it justice.
Well, you guys have
you
been nice.
The clips were structured in a certain way to get the most clicks and get people to watch it because everyone
clickbait.
Is hell bent on trying to sun us, as you would say. So you gotta get on there and watch the entire thing, and you'll actually see that by then she actually agrees with 90% of the things we said.
No, is she gonna do it?
Probably
not. But.
And people were trying to. Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was reading the comments, and people were like, "Oh yeah, she's standing up for herself." But it was just weird because every time you asked her, "Okay, well, if we're wrong, tell me about yourself," and she just wouldn't explain. I don't know.
Yeah,
if that's
why you
got to
watch the entire podcast, my friend.
Gotcha.
This conversation is a moot point at this point. You got to watch the podcast,
please.
And you'll see.
Come with information or facts first before you call.
All right, Icy, I got you. I'm not hating on them. I'm curious.
No.
I get it.
Know.
But you got to understand, bro, that here's the thing, dude. We go against the grain of what society tells you to do. Society tells you to be a nice guy, be a gentleman, be chivalrous, get a girl flowers. She's going to, treat you well, put her on a pedestal. They tell you to do all this bullshit gentleman stuff. We tell you guys not to do that stuff. You understand? We tell you guys to go against the grain of what society tells you and accepting societal norms. So what they're going to do is anytime we get on a mainstream platform, they're going to try to make us look crazy and or wild to, basically show that we're not credible. So if that means putting certain clips up that put us in a certain light, if it means painting us as bigots or racists or whatever the hell it is, that's what they're going to do to go ahead and make us look non-credible, my friend. That's what the media does. That's what they did with Donald Trump. And made it look good. And, regardless of how you may feel about Donald Trump, the media 1,000% used, cut and chopped and screwed a bunch of his content to make him sound crazy. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of what they're doing with us. Obviously not to the same degree, but that's just an example of what I'm trying to say. So you got to watch everything in full context to really know what's going on because the media right now, especially Shade Room, et cetera, these media outlets are hell-bent on trying to make us look less credible. And it's not unless you overtly, beat them into submission almost with showing that they have misinformation that they'll finally retract the stupidity. But like I said, we proved Shade Room wrong. What did they do? They put out another post, but they didn't advertise it like that. They didn't say sorry. They didn't apologize. Nothing. They just put out the little thing nice and quietly, and then they went on to continue putting out more, content that would make us look crazy because they know that's what gets the clicks. Because a lot of people hate us as hate porn almost. They watch us. It's kind of weird. It's a strange relationship. They watch us to hate us. And they want to just see us fail, but it ain't going to work. You know what I'm saying? So that's what they do is chop and screw things.
I'm not a hater or anything. I know you're not.
But what I'm trying to say is that you can't look at clips from haters and take it at face value is what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah. All right. Last three callers.
All right.
Does everyone super chat got done already?
All right, cool.
Let's go with
Good point, though. Good point.
Yeah.
I see where it's coming from.
9339.
What up, caller?
Yo, what's up? Tampa, 813, we rocking. Yo, Christian Smith, I was losing time, bro. But I gotta say,
bro, you got way too much.
Oh, okay, hold up.
Are you seven?
Yeah,
sounds like
you're
on the road.
How are
you? Look, you driving right now? Yeah.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, man. It's the buzz, man. The buzz is trash. But here's it. Y'all guys, opened up my eyes to, realizing other dudes and stuff.
getting girls, fucking bitches, like, that shit is, like, was nothing. Me and Mike, like, people's I be around, we, it's nothing. But, like, y'all opened my eyes to, like, what other dudes be going through. It made me, like, actually have, like, sympathy and compassion and shit for that. Like, and then you guys put me on Rolo. I fuck with Rolo hard. The Rational cool. Male, I'm on the fourth book right now, nice. The Religion. I'm about to finish that up. But definitely, like, I understand, like, what these dudes be going through. My brother going through it right now. He, like, married and shit. And he just, he giving the girl his heart and everything. She just, these niggas lazy. But I know. But I'm trying to make sure, I'm trying to expose them, but you already know you can't. They got to be ready for it. But
yeah, when the inevitable breakup happens, bro, just be there. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, most definitely. And also, what Fresh was talking about, the marriage tip and everything. Yeah, I'm married, two kids and everything, but, like, that purple pill, it's what you say, what you both say, you got to just keep it honest. Like, my wife, I pay for everything. She go to school, take care of the kids. That's her job, you know? I run that shit because I'm the leader of the fucking house, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, and what it explains is, like, the mating strategy, you take a back seat for the family. Got to make sure the kids grow, make sure the kids are strong. But my wife already know when the kids grow up, my mating strategy comes back on. Now, at the end of the day, you know, at the end of the day, they butt heads. You know, she going to butt heads with me. It is what it is. But you either take it or leave it, because I maintain my aspect of, like, controlling the situation, handling what I need to handle at the house, because I make enough to support my family and do it. But, again, it took me a while to get to this point because I'm 31. I'm turning 32 in February. But I had to grind. Like, I worked 16-hour days, like, all through my 20s. So I was always on the grind. And, you know, mm-hmm. I've been all over, you know, all over the world and shit. So I'm pretty experienced in understanding how it works.
I mean, that's fantastic, man, that you know, you got a family, you're maintaining frame. You know, a lot of guys should be trying to do that and aspire to do that with their family. And no, man, fantastic, bro. Like, having a family is the best thing you could do. And, you know, the fact that you're in charge of your household is very important, man. A lot of guys can't say that. So pat yourself on the back, my friend, because that is a rare trait in today's day and age with all these people.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, most definitely. And what you say, too, keep it honest. Keep it real. You got to build yourself up so you can not have to deal with the bullshit. If you ain't if you ain't right in your frame and having everything in place, you're not going to get the results that you want. You got to grind. You got to hustle. You got to put in that work. I don't give a fuck what it is. If you pulling in some Jeff Bezos, some Elon Musk hours, 18-hour work days, 7 days a week, I don't give a fuck. You're going to be successful. You're going to be successful in whatever you do. You just got to be consistent and put in that grind. But having a family, I love you guys.
That's why it's working. You know what I'm saying? Because you're busting your ass and she respects you. But, hey, man, we're going to get to the next caller. Thank you so much. It's really awesome that we got a guy that has a family that's killing it out here. That's what we're talking about, baby.
Let's go get the divorce grip.
Last two. 0921.
He has a pretty good grip on it. Who's it?
0921.
0921. Welcome to the show.
What up, caller?
Yo, what's the deal?
Yo.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, do we have any haters on the line? We need a hater on the line.
I mean, I don't know.
Not it's your boy DeMaurier from L.A., man. I'm the photographer.
Oh, shout out to you, bro.
And I had a question, man. When y'all come to L.A., man, I know Myron don't like L.A. We all need an office over here.
We're still thinking about it. We might have a creator conference for Super Bowl coming up soon, but yeah, we'll let you know. Or you'll
as start usual, we'll announce
And one more thing. I was watching y'all since like August last year. It was a TikTok y'all had kicked this bimbo off. It's the girl in y'all intro. And when I had seen that TikTok and I went to y'all YouTube, y'all opened my eyes up like crazy. That boy Myron was spitting.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, bro. Like I said, they don't like what I say. I say a lot of uncomfortable truths, you know, on the male and female side. You know, notice how when I was saying you got to take accountability for being a failure, whatever, the guys get flame emojis and it is what it is. They accept the fact that this is the reality. If you tell women that, they're going to look at you and say you're a misogynist. That's the difference between how men and women interpret information. I go way harder on the guys, but they either get inspired or they get, you know, they say, fuck it, I'm not going to do it. But with women, it's like almost automatic. If I tell a girl, you need to stop being a fat bitch and get in the gym and stop being a loser, she's going to look at me and say, oh, my God, you're a body shamer. Instead of looking at it like, oh, well, maybe I need to self-improve. That's the difference between how men and women process information.
But, yeah, I've been I got my secure credit cards, man, working on my credit.
Man,
and, I plan on getting my first house with my VA loan by the end of the year. And
fuck yeah.
I just appreciate y'all, man. Y'all really gave me a lot of knowledge on the real estate and the credit game and everything like that. And I'm working on my YouTube.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I got my YouTube. I'm almost
all that content as well for free. God damn it. We put out real estate info. Guys, I bought 7 houses last year. You know what I'm saying? Like,
over 10 credit score videos.
Yeah,
like
people forget about all the, you know what I'm saying? Like all the detractors, like none of you guys that, you know, make videos talking shit about us, none of you provide as much value as us. I know that for a fact. Because we have a whole Money Monday playlist. We got a whole dating playlist, Womanizer Wednesday. We got fitness videos. We got everything when it comes to male self-improvement on here. It's just that people tend to harp on the nighttime shows when we bring on girls, you know, because I get it. That's what y'all want to see, titties and ass. Hey, if you want to come for the titties and ass, that's cool, but stay for the credit, stay for the self-improvement stuff, because that's what's going to get you the girls. You know what I'm saying? A lot of guys like to look at the end goal, but they don't understand. To get to that end goal, you're going to have to work in between to get there. You know what I'm saying? So, but thanks for checking us out, man, and showing some love. We're going to hit the next call.
Hey, one more thing. I got 800 subscribers on YouTube, man. Is it cool if I plug my YouTube in?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, what is it?
Go ahead.
So, for everybody who's into photography, I do photography videos on my YouTube. The YouTube channel is Demoria Walker, D-M-O-R-E-A Walker. And, yeah, man, just appreciate your Fresh and Fit for everything, man. Y'all keep grinding. I'll rock y'all Fresh and Fit hoodie everywhere I go, especially at work.
Okay.
And,
hold on, man.
Just keep grinding.
How do you spell it? How do you spell it one more time?
It's D-M-O-R-E-A, last name Walker. 880 right now subscribers. I'm trying to get 1K.
All right, I just subscribed to you just now, and I'm going to go on my Fetta channel and subscribe to you as well.
All right, cool, fam.
Much love, man. I appreciate that, man. Y'all boys got to be easy, man.
Y'all support us. We got to support back and reciprocate. Thank you,
there
man.
There you go. Okay, let's try 8472 to the chat. Wants it. Last call. Hater. All right. Hater. Let's get it. If you're trolling, I'm hanging up.
Hello.
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And before you say what you got to say, guys, do me a quick favor and like the goddamn video. We got 3.9K likes. Get us a 4.5. There's over 5,000 of you guys in here. Like the video. I know a lot of you watching right now hate us and don't want to like the video. But just like the video then if you want. It helps the engagement. What's up, man?
All right, man. So first of all, I just want to discuss. So I'll let y'all talk when y'all need to talk. And then I'll talk when I need to talk because, again, this is civil, you know. This is no, like, I ain't got no personal issue with y'all. Obviously, y'all don't know me, you know what I'm saying? This is just a show. It's entertainment. But I just had a couple, like, critiquing points. My first one was, like, all right, like, I know how y'all always be talking, like y'all these big, like, alpha males and yada, yada, yada. But, like, I seen, like what it is, what that nigga name is, Myron. Bro, you like 31, bro, and like you still like you ain't even in a relationship. You be trying to give niggas relationship advice and shit like that, and then it's like, come on, bro. Like you talking about hoes and all this, like you this big dude, but you really not, bro. Like this whole like podcast and shit, y'all always be like trying to like demean these girls and like bring them down and shit. Not like subconsciously, like not directly. But then, like, and whenever y'all don't hear something that y'all don't want to hear, you just blow it off or you just, like, talk really loud and get, like, so mad about something. Like, I just don't get it, especially even with, like, the, like, I know it's a preference. I know that. I'm not saying y'all racist or nothing like that. Obviously, you're not racist because both of y'all niggas is black. But I'm saying, like, or you shouldn't even be saying shit like that, talking about, like, oh, we not messing with black girls, yada, yada, yada. Like, that's some bullshit, bro.
Well, who are you to tell them
let her finish, Tracy. Go ahead. Keep going, man.
Yeah, but then it's just like, come on, man. Like, when it comes to the having, you guys definitely have intelligent girls on the podcast. Like, you guys know what you're doing when it comes to having females, and I get the views and all that. But then it's also like, sometimes these girls really do be having points, and then y'all just get so angry that you just yelling and shit. Like, earlier, bro, your veins was popping out of your head, bro. You was so fucking mad, like, going off and on and on. Like, I thought your shit was about to burst, dog. Like, real shit. For real, like,
I swear, like, I thought this nigga head was about to blow off and he was about to fly in the sky or some shit, bro. Like, I understand that you get, like, emotional and shit, but at the same time, like, you got to talk about real facts. And y'all be spitting some real shit, like, real talk. I hear y'all saying some real shit. Y'all some good, intelligent-minded men. But also, like, when you wrong, you wrong. And I think y'all can't accept that you're wrong and you always got to be in the right, yada, yada, yada. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, you may not agree with me, but do you understand what I'm trying to say?
I'm just saying, is it wrong for a human to make mistakes?
Well, I see.
No,
I want to ask this question. Is it wrong for a human to make mistakes? Is it wrong for a person to make their own show and do what the fuck they want to do, and then everybody just judge them on what the fuck they want to do? Like, answer that for me.
No.
All right, so you address a couple.
Y'all can talk. Let me know when
right
wrong.
Now. All right, so number one, you mentioned something about us purporting ourselves to be alpha males, correct?
No. I never said y'all claim to be alpha man, but y'all, like, pushing
you
that alpha man energy and, like, everybody else considers y'all. Like, if you go all on YouTube, there's so many videos about, oh, these alpha men, Fresh and Fit podcasts, and they be showing these clips and shit, and I'm like, damn, like, y'all need to earn your respect, Tom. It's also like, bro, when you wrong, you're wrong. You got to admit your mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes except for fucking Jesus. Jesus, the only motherfucker human that never made no mistakes. But I'm saying, like, huh?
Can I talk now?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, because I was actually writing down as you were speaking to me. So, no, you did make an insinuation that we basically purport ourselves to be alpha males or whatever from our image because of what you see on clips and stuff. Here's the reality, bro. I want you to pull up a clip where we actually are on this podcast saying, we're alpha males. Yeah, we're alpha males. We've actually been extremely transparent and open about the fact that both of us struggled to get girls in our youth. And on top of that, we're late bloomers. We talk about how we were nerds. We talk about how we were virgins. Until later on in life, we talk about all this stuff. But guess when we talk about that stuff?
Daytime.
During the daytime show that no one watches. So we've spoken plenty of times about our hardships with women, and that's why so many guys identify with us, because we did not make it a secret that it was difficult for us to get women early on in life, just like it is for many other guys. So we never claimed to be natural. We always said that we had to figure this shit out on our own, which is why so many people love us, because we figured it out. Now we're teaching the masses, because we were in their shoes. That's number one. Number two. Do you really get girls giving advice as far as, like, relationships goes? Here's the reality, bro. As the man, you control the relationships, okay? So if you control the relationships, then all you need to really do is become the catch, become attractive, and then you choose if you want to get into the relationship. Your argument right now saying, can you give guys advice on how to be in relationships when you're not in one? That's the equivalent to me telling a girl, can you really give advice on how to fuck as a girl? No, she's the one that she picks who she wants to fuck, correct? So she's in a position of advantage. So it doesn't matter. You get what I'm saying? Because as the man,
yeah,
you are in relationships. So that's a terrible argument. And then number three, you said that we talk down to girls. No, we do not talk down to girls. We bring girls on a podcast. And a lot of them say a bunch of things that quite frankly are, and we have to tell them that's not true, etc. Because we brought well over 1,000 women on the podcast now at this point. I don't know if you watch the pod at night. And watch it in full context, or you watch the clip.
I've seen it in the morning and night.
Okay, so, well, if you watch it during the day, then you should know that we don't profess ourselves as alpha males. So that's a lot.
I know y'all. I know y'all niggas got out of the mud. I ain't even going to lie, bro. I know y'all want a little something to spice it up in.
Let me continue on. So anyway, talking down to girls, like I said, they see a lot of asinine arguments, and then we just refute it with fact. It is what it is. A lot of it is based in biological fact. It's not, you know, misogynistic, as a lot of girls say, or fucked up. It's realistic. That's the difference. Reality is sexist, okay? Like, men and women are different. It is what it is. And the fact that we have an NBA and a WNBA proves my point even further. There's a reason why we don't have the same standards for women that we have for men. So that inherently means, in reality, it is sexist, okay? We are not the same. And then you also mentioned girls make points and then we get mad. Can you tell me one time when a girl made a point and we got mad?
Let me go. You want me to go on the channel and pull up a specific clip? Let me go back.
I mean, if you're going to say something, like, please substantiate it. And then the other thing, too, while you're working on that, was you mentioned earlier that I was screaming and I had a vein popping out of my head when we were talking to a woman. No, incorrect. What happened was she made a bunch of insinuations. I started to explain what was going on, and then Icy started roasting her, and then the call was ended because she kept over-talking me. So I was not yelling at her. I was actually speaking in a very calm tone. until, you know, she pretty much was saying a bunch of stupid shit, and then Ice was like, fuck it, I'm going to roast this bitch. What she
no,
did.
No, because I now, just, I can't deal with bitches saying dumb shit at the end of the day, because it's either right or wrong. You see what the podcast's for. If you just hear for
the
fucking
pod,
clips,
so
like, come on, bro.
And then
like,
the last point is you mentioned that I was screaming. You're incorrect as well, because when I was on that rant earlier, I was simply speaking to all the men out there and everyone else that's in a victim mindset. I was not addressing that woman that you mentioned before. So you have that out of context as well, just like your other statements that you made. So listen, man, if you're going to call into the show and, you know, try to attack us or make certain insinuations, watch the entire podcast, bro, and don't lie about it. Because if you watch the pod, you would already know that we've been extremely transparent about our sexual past, the girls that we dealt with, etc. That's why people that watch us love us so much. It's not because they're fanboys or it's a cult. It's because we were in their shoes, and now we've gotten to a certain point. So when you've already been there, it's going to be easy for you to teach. That's why we tell guys all the time, don't learn from naturals. They know how to get girls naturally, okay? So we never purported
ourselves. I'm hearing y'all defensive, but then one last question before I go, and this one for the ladies. So other than that, you know, I really did like y'all points. Y'all came in. Y'all got it back on me. So I'll take you for that. I lost that, you guys. You know what I'm saying? You did what you did. But one question for the ladies. I just had a question for all three of y'all. How many times y'all had STDs?
Like
real talk. Fine. Like real talk. Like I know y'all some hoes. Like y'all some real.
You
like
said I know
like,
y'all.
You look some like
hoes.
Some whores. You popping your titties out and shit. You look like a bitch. Like come on, no. Man. Like
what?
I'm saying you popping your titties. Like you're presenting yourself
up.
With
yeah,
immodesty. There's no modesty in our generation anymore. Modesty has
it
left.
It doesn't matter,
no,
my nigga. Like at the end of the day, bro, you asking a bitch about if she had how many STDs, like what bitch is going to sit up here and tell you if she had an STD or
right.
Not? I'm just being real, bro. Like, come
well,
on. We
saying,
are
we all
here
know,
with 5K people. Like, my nigga, you deep in. You asking a question that's way too deep that doesn't pertain to the podcast at all.
Oh.
And it's none of your fucking business at all. You know what
but
I'm saying?
On the podcast,
I'm on the podcast
like,
because I could be on the podcast. Can you be on the podcast? No, right?
Probably,
that's why you're a caller. So
I
want to hear it.
On my mama.
Your point is,
how many STDs
you've been contradicting
you
yourself
have?
This whole entire
how
time, my nigga. Like,
you
shut
have?
The fuck up. You probably got
no
STDs
STD.
And you probably
gave
it out
straight.
To all these bitches out here. Don't nobody want to hear you no more. Can we go to the
Mr.
next caller?
Chlamydia?
Man, you a dirty bitch. Shut the fuck up, you dumbass.
Dirty bitch.
Yo, did you not just say I talk down to women and you're doing that right now?
Exactly, like, no. You're so stupid, bro. That's crazy.
Yo,
I was
man.
Speaking facts and I irk your
this
nerves.
This is comedy, bro. He literally called in, yo, y'all talk down to women. That's what
yo.
You know.
You dirty bitch.
You dumb bitch. Fuck
you.
You
dirty
yo.
Bitch.
Homie called in to expose us. He's both himself. That being said, he took the L pretty calmly, though. I will say that.
Oh, man.
So,
all right, who's up next?
I mean, yeah.
Probably got eight.
Last one.
All right, let's do it. This is comedy.
3409.
3409. Right. Welcome to the Fresh to Fit podcast. Hey, guys, like the video. We got 4.1K likes. Get us to 5K, man. Come on.
All right.
Who's losing hair follicles here?
2-3-2-3.
Okay, 2-3-2-3.
Oh, yeah. Oh, baby, yeah.
Is this a girl or a boy?
Oh. Oh, my God. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Next caller.
All right.
Very profound. Thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate
3-3-2-0.
It. Yeah, what's up, bro? Welcome to Fresh Air Podcast.
Oink, oink.
Shut the fuck up.
3-3-2-0.
You know they be teasing me on Twitch
all
about
right.
That?
Cool.
Let's see. We got A717.
A717, welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast.
Last call. Right. Let's go. Who's our caller? All right. 1745.
Hey, yo.
Hello.
Caller?
What's up, baby? Take me out to dinner.
Bing bong.
Hey, yo.
All right. 2-0.
Moving on to the next caller. And then also, while we wait for the next caller here, guys, do me a favor. Sub to my other YouTube channel, Fedit, where I break down criminal cases for y'all. Also, we've been getting a lot of people that have been wanting to, like, you know, work with us, etc. Our email is freshandfitpartnerships@gmail.com. Check us out over there if you want to work with us, whether you want promo, you want to come on the pod, whatever else like that, and you're an entrepreneur trying to build up your business and get some awareness,
yep,
hit us up on freshandfitpartnerships@gmail.com. Freshandfitpartnerships@gmail.com.
And also, we are new members of Cameo. So if you want a birthday shout-out, if you want to shout-out for your family, friends, your ex that cheated on you, you want to get her bashed, we'll let her know what's up.
And, Mo, can we throw that email and the Cameo links in the chat, please, for the people?
Yeah, 2052.
Is that caller?
Can you guys hear me?
Yep. Yeah, what's up, man? Welcome, sure, to the show. Chris, let's get that Cameo link. Or, Walt, can you put it in the chat?
Yeah, it's
in
the chat.
Okay.
Hello.
And then,
how you guys doing tonight?
What's up, man?
Well, a lot of stuff has already been answered, you know what I mean? So I want to give you guys, you know, big up for what you guys are doing. And first of all, that last call was a bitch-ass nigga. I'm sorry.
Thank you. He was just complaining.
Talking all kinds of bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Now, the thing when he was talking about, you need to apologize. I'm trying to think of what he's talking about. Like, you need to admit that you're wrong. I think he's thinking about the colorism thing. Now, for me, let's say, and it's a true statement, I like tall women, you know, 5'8 and up, and I like them dark skin. So,
uh-huh,
am I a colorist because I like dark skinned women? Even though I've had sex with light skinned women.
No, you're not.
You know
there
what
you
mean?
Go. Yeah, if you were saying
you know
that, I would consider you a colorist.
Exactly. I think, you know, because I'm a tall, dark-skinned guy myself. I think the problem is with, I guess, dark-skinned people have some type of thing from the past, whatever, where I guess they were discriminated against. I don't know what it is, but I don't quite believe in colorism. I kind of believe in preferences. And when I watch the show, to be honest with you, I've seen instances where, you know, sometimes you guys might have like a poll of like, who's the finest girl in the panel right now, and then this light skinned girl got picked the most by the guys, and the dark skinned women, they got offended, right? And I wouldn't say that colorism, it's preference, because I've seen the most beautiful women on your show have been dark skinned. You know what I mean? It's just that, in my opinion, when it's colorism, it's because you don't look as good as the light skinned girl. That's what it was. You know what I'm saying? It's like the dark-skinned girls don't complain about colorism the dark-skinned fine girls don't complain about colorism because they get, you know, hit on. But it's the ugly ones that do. So it's not colorism. It's preference of skin color or beauty. So I don't believe that's colorism.
That's coming from a guy that, you know, dabbles in the dark.
You got a point, man.
Yeah, exactly. I dabble in the dark, but, you know, I've dabbled in the light, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now I feel you, bro. They ain't gonna call you a colorist for dabbling in the light. They only call you a colorist if you don't like to dabble in the dark, which is an asinine concept to me. Because like I said before, you got Serena Williams, you got all these prominent black women that date white men, and they're open about it, and no one really bats an eye. It's not like there's a bunch of angry black men going over to Instagram saying cancel this bitch or anything like that. But if a black man dates a white woman or he puts it out there like that, first thing you all see is, oh, there's no black women, or oh, he doesn't like black women, or he hates his mama, blah blah blah. We've normalized shaming men so much to the point that if you put it from a logical sense, it's asinine, but we don't challenge it because the thing is that the female way of thinking is correct and no one wants to challenge. Let's keep it 1,000. A lot of people don't want to challenge black women on their stupid belief system a lot of the time when they see black men with white girls and they get mad. Like, bro, I had a girl come on this pod, African-American girl, I won't say who. She literally called a white girl on the panel a cracker with zero repercussions.
I remember that.
You know what I'm saying? But if that girl went around and called her, you know, any type of negative black slur, she would have gotten, like, fucking annihilated, right? But that's the crazy double standard that we're in. So a lot of people like to acknowledge racism only when it is to their detriment, but they don't necessarily acknowledge racism when it's to their benefit. And that's the uncomfortable truth that a lot of people get to, you know, kind of slide by and nobody calls them on it.
Hey, man, call this the Race and Fit podcast.
Yeah, call this the Race and Fit podcast.
Damn.
I'm just telling the truth, man.
Yeah, you're right. Am I done?
No. Did you have a last point? I'll give you the last word. Go ahead, man.
Just no more race.
Yeah. One thing that I see, you know, is the fields before real world, right? Because statistically, like only 1% of black men make six figures or more, right? And 88% of those that are married to black women. So
yes,
it's just what they see on TV, you know, the celebrities. But when I look at TV, it's like the big-time celebrities, like Michael Jordan's married to Juanita, Denzel's married to a black woman, Samuel's married to a black woman, Idris Elba, stuff like that. But when you look at, you know, but we don't complain when we see the, you know, all the black supermodels that ever existed marrying white guys. We don't complain about Angela Bassett marrying a white guy. We don't complain about all the girls on Girlfriends marrying white guys. You know what I mean? It's just that feels before real. You know what I mean?
Well, here's the other thing, too. I don't know if you guys have realized this, but I've seen a startling trend with, like, modern women in general in the West. They tend to base their life off of celebrities. And what I mean by that is I can't tell you, bro. And I didn't notice until we started doing the podcast. I don't know if you guys catch on to this. They always use Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion, Rihanna, Beyonce. They use these ridiculous examples to try to prove their point, and they always use exceptions to the rule. So since a lot of women base their reality on, like, celebrities' lifestyles, think about it. They'll see Chris Brown with a light-skinned girl. They'll see, you know, a Trey Songz with a light-skinned girl. They'll see a musician, an athlete, whatever, with a light-skinned girl and immediately assume, black men don't date black women. They're colorists. But what they don't understand is the stats. The numbers show it. Around 80 to 90%, right, 88 to 90-plus percent of black men actually are married to black women. So it's not that black men hate black women. No, it's not that at all. You know what I'm saying? They're talking about a very small minority of guys that date outside their race and are open about it. And even if they did, who cares? But like I tell you all the time, a lot of women don't operate in reality. They operate on feelings, emotion, Disney fairy tale. Let me base my love off of Cardi B. You know, don't cook, don't clean, but I'll still get a ring, let alone Offset's over here recording our fucking Snapchat, cooking and cleaning. So she's going against everything she said in the song. So a lot of ladies live in delusion, my man, and they base their life off of celebrities, which is why they have such a skewed perception of how things really are. Most black men are actually married to black women. So that goes against the popular narrative that black guys hate black women. That's not true, bro. It ain't. So, again,
you preach to the choir.
What it is.
Sorry. I'm sorry. You preach to the choir, man. You know what I'm saying? I understand. You know what I mean?
So, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, sorry.
But no one wants to acknowledge these facts.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi, man.
Hi, girls. Last thoughts? Nina?
I have a question for Myron.
Oh, shit.
Okay. What does Myron do to unwind and just unplug and relax?
Unplug fitness.
I don't know, bro. I go to the gym. That's probably it.
But if I'm not in the gym,
I'm always, like, doing something here.
But even when you're in the gym, you're kind of in a rush, like, in between a pod. When do you ever, like, just relax and take time for yourself?
When I die.
Take a vacation?
No. When I die.
He was like, why?
There's no vacation.
Victory knows no vacation.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed?
Doesn't matter how I feel. You got to, regardless of how you feel, you got to do what you got to do. I think that's the biggest thing. Is that, you know, doing what's required, regardless of how you feel, is like a huge tenet to success. So.
Wow. You're a rock.
I try, man. I try. It is what it is.
Right. You seem very turned on right now. My final thoughts on the show, I loved it. I love the call-in feature that we got going on right now, but I do not appreciate the out-of-pocket shit that y'all be trying to ask. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, there should be a limit on what y'all want to ask us, you know?
It's internet. I
feel you. I feel you. Shit, my Pokemon page got banned over some dumb racism shit that I said politically incorrect, and it is what it is. But you know what I'm saying? We all make mistakes. We all human. This is his fucking show. This is Fresh and Fit show. Whatever the fuck they want to fucking say, they're going to fucking say it, whether you like it or not, whether it hurts your feelings or not. So take it, receive it, get the free game, and do what you do, please, with your fucking life. And that's it.
And if you don't like us, you don't have to watch us, guys.
And follow my Twitch, because I'm doing a post show after this. So.
There you go. Check her out. She's going to be...
She's ICTV,
Liddy.
Bitch.
All right. Ms. Venezuela?
I love to be here. I like you guys. All
thanks. Appreciate it.
Well said.
Yeah,
it here. We're here on the most hated podcast on the planet. And we're going to stay here, and we're going to stick up for you guys.
Listen, I'm mad that there's not enough ladies in here to, you know what I'm saying, talk more shit. But, you know, I came ready for whatever, but it is what it is. Fresh and Fit Security.
Yeah, you cooked that chick earlier. I was like, goddamn. I was just like, fuck it. It is what it is. Yeah, guys, thank you so much, man, for tuning in. Like the video.
Get on Patreon.
Get on Patreon. Patreon.com/FreshFit, man.
Fresh Fit Steel channel. Chris's Twitch channel as well. See you guys on Monday.
Subscribe to FedIt, and then Zoom call will be this Sunday, guys. Check us on Instagram, Unplugged Fit Freshman CEO, for the announcements. And thank you guys so much, man. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Bruce,
peace.
All the night, it's my world.
Thank you.